We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. .com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Cars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Cigar Oktoberfest culminates with a mega beer tasting where we usually sample 20, 25 various beers, ales, lagers, pilsners, IPAs, stouts. But this five-star general cannot just rest on our laurels. We have to make it bigger and better every year. So last year, I think we did, 28, 30. We upped it. I have a very important number, a very relevant number, especially since I am a graduate of Syracuse University. We have 44 beers that we will sample today. Why 44? Well, it's a great number. I couldn't help myself. Syracuse number 44, all the great running backs. The zip code changed to 13244 while I was a student there because of the significance. So great running backs at Syracuse, and this Syracuse grad will sample 44 fantastic beers that I have chosen over the past several weeks. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. Your global five-star commanding general and Alpha male in chief front and center, we have moved Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. Once again, Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement and the General Manager of the Davidoff Lounge here in Tampa, our host. He will be joining us in just a few moments. Actually, he's got some special Texas bourbon whiskey tasting maneuvers he's going through right now, but he will be joining us. But we do have a very special guest, a beer expert. We have Tim Schachten, the brewmaster at Eulalie Restaurant in downtown Tampa, a very unique restaurant that pays tribute and homage to the history of Florida, owned by a very good friend of mine, Richard Gonsmart of the Columbia Restaurant Group. And Richard and I go way back. In fact, some history. We did the show, the Cigar Dave Show, its forerunner Smoke This, for about 2 years, the first Saturday of every month, from the Columbia Restaurant, from the original, what was their cafe for cigar rollers that was created back in 1905. We had a great time until the enemies of pleasure reared their ugly heads in Florida and said, no more smoking in bar or in restaurants. Bars, yes, but not in restaurants. So we had to end that. But Richard's been a longtime friend. And, Tim, it is great to have you, the brewmaster. You've got a great history in beer.
Long ashes to you, General.
Back
it's
at
a
you.
Pleasure to be here. And on behalf of Eulalie and Eulalie Spring Brewery, what a wonderful blend of bottles you have on the table. I can't wait to get into these libations?
Well, it's very scientific, Tim. Let me tell you how I do it. This started about, I don't know, 12, 14 years ago when we began mega beer tasting maneuvers for Cigar Oktoberfest. I went into a beer store in Tampa that has a large selection, and I said, all right, what criteria should I use? The first year my criteria was, is the name cool? Does it sound interesting? And does the package look good? And I did that, and I picked, I don't know, maybe a dozen, 14 beers, and it worked. So I've continued that. Now we vary it up. We try to get some international beers, some ales, some stouts. But if it grabs me with the packaging or the name, for example, we've got the Funky Buddha Bonita Applebum, which is like an apple pie-infused type of beer. How could I turn my back on that? How could I say no to that? So we've got some great beer names that we have brought here. But before we get into talking about specific beers, let's talk about Oktoberfest in München. It is the world's largest Volksfest. Should I talk like this, like Arnold Schwarzenegger the entire time? That's what I said. It's a combination between German and Arnold. Yeah, it's fantastic. The world's largest beer festival and traveling fun fair, held annually in München, Bavaria, Germany. It is a 16 to 18 day folk festival running from mid or late September to the first Sunday in October. More than 6 million people attend the event every year. Locally in Germany, it is often called the Weissen, or after the colloquial name for the fairgrounds. Now, what is interesting is the history of Oktoberfest. King Ludwig I, who reigned from 1825 to 1848, married Princess Teresa of Saxe Hildburghausen on 12 October 1810. I can't help myself going into this German accent. I mean, all this beer and talking about Oktoberfest. The citizens of Munich were invited to attend the festivities held on the fields in front of the city gates to celebrate the royal event. The fields were named Theresienwiese, Teresa's Meadow, in honor of the crown princess. It has kept the same name ever since, and that is the origins. Those are the origins of Oktoberfest. Loads of beer, loads of very, I know why they call it a Hefeweizen, because many of the women that serve it are a little bit on the hefe side, a little large, a little rotund, with ample decolletage and racageal areas showing. Let me tell you, there's some of those German women over there, they're beasts. There's just no other way to describe it that serve. They have the steins, like 12 of them in their hands at any one given time. But we now celebrate Oktoberfest around the world. And somebody told me a number of years ago, they said, General, why are you doing Oktoberfest, Cigar Oktoberfest, in all the way to the end of October? Because Oktoberfest begins in September and ends in early October. And my answer was, well, the Germans couldn't have been too smart. If they would have been smart, they would have called it Septemberfest, since the festival starts in September. So we are not only going to call it Oktoberfest, the end of October, even though Oktoberfest in Germany has officially ended, because of all the beers, there is no possible way we will taste all 44 in the 2 hours. So I've just created a new celebration, a new holiday. It's called Novemberfest. And next week, we'll probably get to about 25 beers in this 2 hours. We'll finish all the other beers next week. So this is going to be one of those multi-part series, like Who Shot JR? You have to wait until next week to find out the ending. But we've got some fantastic beers. Before we get into talking about the different beers, Tim, let's talk about your background, because there is an interesting brew house chain in the Tampa Bay area called Hops.
Correct.
Which was really one of the first in the country, and they grew, and I know there was one in South Tampa, not far from where we are now. They actually had two. They had a restaurant with the beer, the little brewery in there, and then right across the street they had another one, which is more just like a beer bar. But that was really the first time in the area, going back about 20 years, where people looked and said, wow, a place, a restaurant, makes their own beer. That was a novel concept at the time.
Correct. The craft beer scene was relatively new. And, you had a small little seven-barrel brew house that started in Clearwater in 1989. I came out of the Marine Corps, got home from Desert Storm. I spent all my sea money.
Semper Fi.
Hoorah. And I walked into the brewery, got a job. I actually come from a family that has brewing experience in Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee, I mean, when you think of Milwaukee, that still is. Not as much, but it really was back in the days when beer was regional. That was a big mega center of brewing. Milwaukee Brewers. Why do you think there's the name that?
My great-great-grandfather's name was John Schendorf, and he emigrated from Munich, actually, to Milwaukee in the 1880s. And my grandfather came down here after World War II. He had frostbite from the Battle of the Bulge, and he said, I'm not living in Milwaukee anymore. And he put the whole family in the car and drove down, and we landed here in Tampa Bay. So I never really used my family connections. I was kind of a self-starter in the business.
Right.
I walked into a hops, a young buck, and I was able to do the work. I committed to it. It seemed to come natural to me. And we went with that concept, and we built hops to 78 fully functioning breweries.
Was it 78? That is huge.
We had a staff of over 50 brewers at one time. It was an amazing thing, and it was my first foray into the whole idea of fusion, you know, with the culinary side. Most of often before, it hasn't been that way. It was since Prohibition, at least. And it was a pleasure to be involved with that operation. Without that level of experience growing up through the 90s, just building brewery after brewery throughout the state, I would never have had the honor and privilege to be able to open Eulalie as it stands now, which is a total beer palace restaurant in Tampa here.
Well, I remember Richard telling me, Richard Gonsmart, the owner of the Columbia Restaurant Group, and he's been on the show many times, and he told me about the concept of Eulalie. And of course, what he thought it would take to open. And, of course, the budget was exceeded multiple times over, as he would tell me. But now it's one of the most successful restaurants in the state. But he said, I want to do something unique. I want to put in our own mini brewery in there and do our own beers and combine it with some of the culinary delicacies that we're going to be making. And I happen to be recording an Oktoberfest show over at Cigar City Brewing, not far from here. And who comes walking in? Richard Gonsmart with one of his restaurant guys looking, and they wanted to talk to Joey Redner and get some ideas and take the tour. So it's amazing how it kind of comes full circle. So how did you end up with Eulalie becoming their head brewmaster?
I was very fortunate in that I have a close, dear family friend who has worked with the Gonsmarts for many years. And he overheard Richard walking through the restaurant saying, I'm looking for a brewer. And he got on the phone with me immediately. And said, get your resume together. Get over here.
Right.
And I just remember meeting Richard at Eulalie before it was Eulalie. It was Waterworks Pump Station Number 3.
Right.
It was just an old building that had seen better days. And he knocked the door down, literally. We walked in, and there were open fire pits in the middle of the place. It was in a pretty bad state of disrepair, but just taking 5 minutes to listen to his idea behind Eulalie, I just said I was sold hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, I love the idea. We had no idea it would grow to what we have today. It's just amazing to see. And we're over 1,000 people a day coming into our restaurant tap room. It's so beautiful, right on the Riverwalk.
How many beers on tap do you have at any one given time?
I try to keep it simple.
Right.
I don't want to have 100 beers on a chalkboard. I have usually 10 to 12 beers.
It's still a pretty good number.
Yeah. 9 of them are core,
right.
Which means, you know, I carry them year-round. And I do a lot of barrel-aging beers. I do lambics. But we also are very I consider Eulalie to be a very traditional brewery. So we carry classics, you know, Pilsner, Red Ale. Stout. These are beers that people have been drinking for the 10th and ever. And so we got a great stable of beers. And, of course, the barrel aging is unique and wonderful in that it gives a fingerprint signature to every individual beer. So currently on tap right now, we have our seasonal Q beer, which is
we're going to sample that.
Fest. Yeah.
Right. Named after Quentin.
Correct.
Which is one of Richard's German Shepherds. He and I have shared something. We both are big German Shepherd fans, both have German Shepherds. And Quentin is actually one of his German Shepherds.
It's wonderful. We also have another beer called Rusty's Red, and that's
which is a Rusty, his former Reich, who was a great dog.
But that, along with many other different beers that cover a great category of beer styles, and I look forward to talking about them with you. And I'm looking at what you have on the table here, and I can't even conceptualize drinking all these beers at once.
If it were mortal beta males, they would be intimidated by looking at four. They'd be intimidated by looking at four. As alpha males, we look at 44 and say, we're not even going to break a sweat. That's a piece of cake. Not a problem. We could go 88. Maybe next year we have to top that. We double it. Let me ask you a question, Tim. What is the number one selling beer on tap at Eulalie?
We have a Pilsner. It's a German-American style Pilsner. It's called Eulalie Light.
So it's more of a mild, medium type of taste?
Well, I would qualify it as a very traditional beer. I use Weihenstephaner yeast, German malt.
And German beers, the traditional, are not super full flavored. Everybody thinks they are. They're really not.
They're supposed to, you know, I believe that people have a genetic predisposition to drink beer to sate their thirst. And I obsess about that daily. What makes people want the second round? When the empty glass comes back across the bar and the hand comes out, let's go.
Right.
When I thought about Eulalie Light, I thought about, well, I want floral, I want spicy, I want traditional. I want the type of hops in the beer that you could put in that beer, and you don't have to be a craft beer enthusiast to understand that this is a high-quality beer. And one of the things that we do at Eulalie Spring Brewery is we focus on quality raw materials. So, you know, most of our beers are brewed to the European beer standard. They just have malt, hops, yeast, and water alone. But we have a couple more beers, too, like our wedding beer is a very popular beer, and that's a mixed berry fruit lager, and a lot of people love that beer.
And there is a term, a phrase, that is used in Germany, the purity a law. What is that phrase?
It's called Reinheitsgebot.
Reinheitsgebot.
My chef likes to refer to it as Ron Howard's boat.
Ron Howard's boat.
It's a big deal.
Reinheitsgebot. You will not pronounce it incorrectly. Reinheitsgebot. Now let's start. Tim Schachten, head brewmaster of Eulalie, who's going to be our guest and our beer expert on our entire Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show today. Let's talk about beer. Now, so many people see beer, but many people may not realize exactly what goes into beer. And I always like to give a beer 101 primer to everyone. Beer, one of the oldest, most widely consumed alcoholic drinks in the world. Third most popular drink overall after water and tea, which is very interesting. I would think coffee would be up amongst the top two, but it's not. Beer is brewed from cereal grains, most commonly from malted barley, though wheat, corn, rice also used. During the brewing process, fermentation of the starch sugars in the wort produces ethanol and carbonation in the resulting beer. Most modern beer is brewed with hops, adds bitterness and other flavors, and also acts as a natural preservative and stabilizing agent. But you can also have other flavoring agents, such as grains, herb, fruit, instead of the hops, and we'll see some of that as well. And what is interesting to me is that when you think about beer, it's sold virtually everywhere on the planet. Every country has their own unique beer, and we've got some beers from across the globe. But when we talk about beer, going the history of beer, the earliest archaeological evidence of fermentation consists of 13,000-year-old residues of a beer with the consistency of gruel, which is used by the semi-nomadic Natufians for ritual feasting at the Rockefet Cave in the Carmel Mountains near Haifa in Israel. So think about that. Beer, 13,000 years old. It is really incredible. There's no beers that we would want to sample that are 13,000 years old, because aging in beer is not like aging in whiskey or other spirits, but nonetheless very interesting. So, Tim, let's talk about, you just mentioned the German purity law, but let's talk about brewing 101. What goes into beer? The first thing we know, you got to have good water.
Water's key. I mean, clean, filtered, pure water comprises the vast majority of a beer. At Eulalie Spring Brewery, it's very simple. You know, we obsess over the highest quality malts, hops. We use great quality yeast. I like to think of Eulalie Spring Brewery people come to me as if they would go into La Segunda Bakery to get a loaf of Cuban bread.
And for people across the country that may not know what La Segunda is, it's a very well-known bakery in Ybor City, the traditional cigar-making historical area of Tampa, and they make incredible bread with a palm leaf, the Cuban bread that is served at the Columbia restaurant. And if you've never had it, when you come to Tampa, you got to have the Cuban bread. It's got to be warm. It's fantastic.
And there's a certain degree of authenticity to that transaction. So we really are focused on the highest quality malts and hops that we can use. But it's a very simple process. The idea is to mill the grain. And what you do is you...
Now, what type of grain? You're saying there's different types of malts.
At Eulalie, we primarily use malted barley.
Malted barley.
We can use malted wheat and malted rye, depending on the style of beer.
Right.
But the whole idea, the malting process is important. They take the grains out of the field and they lay them on the floor. They spray the grain with water and the acrospire emerges from the grain, and then they take the green off the seed, and then they roast it in a kiln. And when they do that, they empower the starches in the endosperm of the grain to convert to sugar.
Now, is there various countries or areas in the United States you buy the malts that add different flavor characteristics to a beer?
Well, you see, the great thing about craft beer in America is it's a worldwide market. So I'm seeking flavors and I'm seeking quality. Sometimes my malts for my British ales come from Britain.
Okay.
And they've been making the same type of grain for centuries for the exclusive purpose of brewing. So you're looking for that authentic field flavor. That's what you look for. Or if you're making a Pilsner, you can use domestic grain, which is high quality, which is usually from the upper Midwestern United States or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about cold region.
Right.
And same thing with the hops. Hops are usually, generally speaking, they're cold region, high altitude.
Oregon, I think, if I'm not mistaken, a pretty popular growing area for hops.
Think about the West Coast as piney, citrusy,
right.
And then you've got the South Pacific. You've got melons and gooseberry and fruit. And, you know, then you've got the European standard, and you've got floral, spicy. Again, I come back to that. But it starts with the malt, and you crack that grain open, and we have a mill at Eulalie. So I like to mill because you can control the flavor with the mill. You crack open that shell of that grain, and then you drop it into a mash tun. And that's basically a big kettle, like a big coffee pot. And you mix the grain in with hot water at a very specific temperature. And what you're looking for is all the soluble starches to convert to a highly fermentable sugar. And that usually requires a rest. And then you rest it, convert the sugar, and then pull the liquid out of the grain. And that liquid is the raw beer. We call it wort.
Right.
And we'll boil the wort. As it boils, we'll add hops. And the hops are critical. You know, there's so many different flavors with hops. I could talk to you for several shows about hops alone. But the hops contribute bitterness, flavor, and aroma. And they are added throughout the series, throughout the time of the boil, at the end of the boil, after fermentation. It's a dry hopping process.
And how long does it take from the time that you put the malt in with the water until the beer comes out?
2 to 6 weeks on a steel tank. Longer in a barrel.
Longer in a barrel, and ales less time than lager?
Correct.
All right, and we'll get, when we come back with Tim Schachten, the head brewmaster of Eulalie, we'll talk about the various styles of beer, lager and ales, stouts, everything you need to know about beers. Then we start our tasting maneuvers, 44 different beers to get to between this week and next week. It's so big that Cigar Dave's Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers becomes Novemberfest next week as we continue from the Davidoff of Geneva Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the San Latano Requiem Habano. This cigar is blended with Nicaraguan, Dominican, and Honduran tobaccos, but seals the deal with a rare Brazilian Habano. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
It's Cigar Dave's Cigar Oktoberfest Beer Tasting Maneuvers. The General is now ready to be served by bodacious beer maids, showing ample amounts of rackage and stackage.
Just like it is in München with the German, the Deutsche Dames, serving all those big steins of the Spaten and the Mausen and all the other Oktoberfest beers. Tim Schachten, the master... the head brewmaster over at Eulalie restaurant, and I guess we could call it beer garden, really. That's close enough. because you got what? How many? You've got 12 tanks there? 15 tanks?
Oh, I've got enough to capacity to service the tap room at 1,000 people a day. So I carry about 4,000 gallons in inventory at any given time.
Outstanding. So as we continue Cigar Oktoberfest mega beer tasting maneuvers, before we start getting into the tasting end of things, let's talk about the various styles of beer, because there's so many different styles of beer. And as craft brewers have gotten involved, we see much more creativity than we have, say, with the old days when you just had your lagers, which are Coors and Bud and so on. But let's talk about the various styles of beer. First up, let's talk about lager. That's probably the number one selling style beer still in the United States.
Well, lager represents over 80% of the entire world beer.
Oh, the world?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big deal. And it's difficult to execute a high-quality lager. Now, we've got 6 lagers currently on tap out of our 11 beers on tap. So it's unusual for a craft brew pub to carry that many lagers. It requires a lot of storage space.
Why is lager different? Just more time necessary to age the beer?
Yes, the lager yeast is it ferments at cooler temperatures and requires more deft and dexterous processing. You need a brief cold storage. Cold storage literally translates to lager. And the idea is, even when the beer is ice cold, the yeast is still active. It's seeking sugar. And that's why, at the end of the process, it's crisp and clean. It cannot be replicated by ale production. There's world-class ales out there, don't get me wrong. But lager takes a long time. And
that's a bottom fermenting yeast?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So lager, bottom fermenting yeast, cold storage is really what it translates to.
Correct.
And that's why many craft brewers, they don't have the capacity to store. That's why many of them are doing ales. When we think of lagers, a little bit lighter in flavor.
Well, I would counter that with you could qualify a lager as crisp. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean to imply that it would be lighter. But most beer styles that are qualified as lagers tend to be lighter. But you can have a bold, dark, deep, rich lager, too. But the whole idea is that cold storage is so unique because what happens is there's a lot of CO2 production in the beer. And as the CO2 constantly gasses up through the beer, it's scrubbing and tempering the flavors of the beer. So you tend to have something that's more measured and balanced at the end.
Exactly what I would use. It's very balanced, smooth and balanced on a lager. And when we think of lagers, some of the names, Budweiser, Miller, Coors, Pilsner Urquell, Stella Artois, Corona, Heineken, Foster's, those are all lagers.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Then we move into ales. An ale is a warm fermentation method with the yeast activity taking place at the top of the tank.
Correct. Ales are world-renowned as well. My favorite beer that's not produced at Eulalie is Guinness, and that's an ale. It's a classic, you know. Again, coming back to it.
But when we think about it, isn't that's a stout?
It is a stout, and stouts are made with ale yeast.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. Just learned something. I see. So stout is an ale, is a form of an ale.
Correct. But you see, that's the American brewers throwing all this stuff to the wind, man. The craft brewers, especially here in the Tampa region, are just throwing caution to the wind. We're coming up with all sorts of beers that you can't even qualify professionally. You know, and that's the beauty of it. You're going to come up with something that could be radically different, and that's the great thing about Tampa.
So we can characterize a Guinness as a brown ale. It's stout, but would that
stout.
Be a brown? So it would not be a brown ale.
Yeah.
So brown ale. Tell me about brown ale and pale ale.
Well, let's see. Now, brown ale is more of like a distant cousin to porters and stouts. And you know, you've got not as dark malts that go into making a brown ale, but a much different flavor profile. And of course, porter was around before stout was. Porter was literally named because that was the dark beer that they served porters in the rail cars.
And then, interesting.
Yeah, and then, of course, as time went by, they came up with a much heavier, sturdier, darker beer, and that became stout. Now, pale ales, again, a very rich tradition with pale ales and IPAs. IPAs are very important.
Now, India pale ale is interesting because the reason that they call it India Pale Ale because it's very hoppy. That was almost a natural preservative.
Correct.
And they would travel back and forth in the old days with the ships.
Yeah, the London Brewers Guild pretty much invented the India Pale Ale, so the beer could last on a ship from sailing from London to Bombay. And you see, when the British troops got came back from India and they came back home, they insisted, "Hey, let's put the milds to the side now. I want IPA now because that's what I've been drinking all this time."
Right.
And of course, American craft brewers, boy, again, taking it to the extreme. There's so many different types of IPAs out there.
More IPAs than I've ever seen before.
Yes, sir.
That's because I think the craft brewery drinker, the craft brewing drinker, wants a fuller flavored, more complex beer.
It's unapologetic.
Unapologetic.
It's in your face.
Correct. And it's the same thing with cigars. The number one selling cigar is still a mild to medium bodied cigar, but there are those that want a fuller flavored cigar, and that tends to be a minority, but they are diehards, similar to the people that seek out craft brewers, that travel the country finding craft brewers and going to their tap rooms and sample rooms. They want that India Pale Ale or those heartier beers.
Amen. And, you know, IPA is such a wonderful style in Tampa, too. Tampa IPA has a unique flavor profile. You know, you've got a little bit of the astringency of the West Coast IPA. You got some of the fruity characteristics of, say, a hazy New England. A little bit of both. I like to call them 7.5-75s. 7.5% alcohol, 75 IBUs.
And that leads us to the next thing, international bitterness units.
Yes.
The higher the number, what I consider the more bitter or hoppy, if you will. A lager is probably 14, 18, maybe 20.
Budweiser would qualify a 10 or under.
Beer,
the very popular beer in Tampa, my Green Cannonball is 75. The Cigar City High Life, that's about 72 to 75.
Right.
And
we had that last week on the show, and I can tell you definitely noticed a big difference from going from a mild lager to that IPA style, where you get that hoppiness right in the back of the tongue. You get that just touch of hoppiness, that bitterness, just to give a little kick on the way down. Very noticeable. So the higher the number, any of you want a milder, more balanced, lighter beer, look for a beer that has a lower IBU. If you want something that's a little bit, has more personality, more zest, higher IBU.
And it usually is indicated right on the label.
Right.
You could read it, and most people, if you're getting up to the 35 or 40 IBU range, most people would say, yeah, it's a little bit hoppy. But, you know, that's the whole point, is the experience at the table is to get people outside of their comfort zone, get them in there. Here's a sample of this. Try this. Tell me what you think.
Well, that's the great thing, and I tell people all the time that if you get a dozen friends, everybody kick in whatever, $5-$10, and go to your local retailer that sells beer by the can, and many wine stores, liquor stores, they all are really improving their selection of single bottle or single can beers. Just start picking things. Pick an IPA, pick a lager, pick a Hefeweizen. Just go and have fun with it, and then just throw some steaks on the grill, light some cigars, take those 10, 12 beers, and just pour. Everybody take a sample, and you can do your own tasting notes. And I'm sure you sell flights at Eulalie, where people can get, what, 4, 5, 6, 8 different samples of beers?
You can ask for samples of any of our beers, and we do small flights as well. And I would also double down on that and say there's so many craft breweries that have tap rooms. So instead of always just going, you can always go back and barbecue, but you can have a craft beer adventure, especially in the Tampa area and many regions
across the country.
Yeah.
Because our listeners are coast to coast and worldwide, and you can do this anywhere around the world. And we've
Correct.
Got big listeners over in the UK, in Australia, and many of the military bases. Now, they don't serve beer at military bases. They should, but they don't. But nonetheless, many of our great troops, when they do go on leave or when they do come home, they sample many of those great spirits and great beers.
A lot of cigar-friendly beer gardens.
Correct.
Around. And it's great to be able to go taste it fresh from the tap. Site brewed, site served. It doesn't get any better than that. It's as pure as the wind-driven snow.
We've got a small flight of 44 beers that we're tasting right now. I mean, that's 44 is a pretty good number.
General, I need to correct you there.
Yes, Sergeant
Steve.
We're going
to need to make a decision here. I know 44 is important for Syracuse.
Correct.
But it's also President Obama's presidential number. We need to do 45 for Donald
45,
Trump.
45, Donald J. Trump. You know what, Sergeant Steve, good call. Again, that's why we keep you on staff. Good call. So you know what? We're going to have a MAGA special, our 45th beer. That'll be the granddaddy beer. We'll have to pick out something very, very special. And I know that they've got a great selection here at Davidoff Cigar Lounge. We'll find something for 45. Very, very good idea. Let's wrap up talking about ales with Tim Schachten, the head brewmaster at Eulalie Restaurant. And I call it Beer Garden, or what's the official name?
Well, Eulalie is the restaurant, right. And of course, Eulalie Spring Brewery.
Spring Brewery. Okay, I got to get that right. Eulalie, wait a minute, Spring Brewery. Okay, now I've got it official, so I will not screw that up. Let's talk about a Belgian ale. How does that differ from an IPA or just a regular?
Oh, Belgians, boy, let me tell you. You're talking about wild yeast. You're talking about just a wonderful phenolics on a nose. And sometimes it's spontaneous fermented, okay? So you're taking airborne yeast. You have lots of aging involved. Belgians have a wonderful tradition of many different beer styles. Saison yeast is a wonderful yeast that comes to mind that works great with fruited beers. And like Lambic, for instance, you know, that's another fruited beer that's from Belgium. And I could... Again, we could have a whole entire section on Belgian beers. They just blow your mind. You know, the Germans tend to be pretty structured and strict with their brewing techniques, and the Belgians are kind of throw caution to the wind a little bit, and it's ended up with some incredible results.
All right, let's real quickly, I want to hit on stouts and wheat beers.
Yes.
Stouts. Real quickly, what is a stout?
Well, a stout can be any gravity, meaning it could be...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And carrying next week into Novemberfest, the festivities will begin with a national cigar litation and libationary ceremony next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
The
The Cigar Dave Officers Club features absolutely spectacular cigars. We've had amazing selections over the last 15 years. This year, we had the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Sampler. We had the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the Aganorsa Leaf Sampler. We had the Platinum Nova Super Premium Sampler. And for October, we're featuring the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, three great cigars from one of Nicaragua's fantastic cigar manufacturers. The A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano, nice small little cigar, and A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. If you like Maduro cigars, you will love this Connecticut Broadleaf Raft Maduro medium-bodied flavor. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano, using an incredible, tasty Brazilian Habano wrapper, very, very rare. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. That's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com and join.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, with 45 various beers that we're going to be tasting, and probably 20-some-odd in this edition of Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers, and then next week we slide it into Novemberfest, a brand-new holiday that we're creating, since we're not going to be able to get to all 45 in this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. But I want something that's going to go with a wide range, a wide tasting variety of different beers. So I need something that's going to be on the medium-bodied side. Not too light, not too heavy. That's going to stand up to some of the higher IBU, higher hoppy beers, and as well with the milder beers. And I love Padron cigars. Everyone knows that. And I love their Padron Damaso, which now I think is about 3-4 years old. It's a magnificent cigar. Very different from a traditional Padron. This is the first time that they've made a cigar with a wrapper besides Nicaragua. And they use an Ecuadorian Connecticut. It's much lighter. This appeals to a different cigar connoisseur. This is more on a medium-bodied side. I'd call it heavy, light to medium-bodied. And it comes in four different sizes, a Corona, a Churchill, a Robusto, and I've got the Toro. Also comes in a pyramid as well now. But I've got the Toro, 6 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge. This uses beautiful Nicaraguan fillers. It's just in that, I would say, light plus to medium-bodied category, but it has a lot of richness, a depth of flavor. The palate, your palate will enjoy this. It really is a pleasant cigar. It's got a different type of Padron band, and the Damaso launched about 3-4 years ago. Suggested retail for the Toro that I have here is in the sixth. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's around $15. So it is a higher-priced cigar, but believe me, everything Padron makes, you cannot go wrong with. It is outstanding construction, fabulous aged tobaccos. The Padron Damaso is what I will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine in my right hand, ready for battle.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, this is the Cigar Dave Make America Lightate Again, the Mala Lightation device, 4-jet flames, big tank. That's what I would use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Tim, I will give you the cutter. And, Tim, you take the foam and drool out of your mouth. I know you've been ready for that cigar, watching me on that, ready to go. Let me toast the foot of this cigar, this Padron Damaso, taking my time. No rush. Yes, we have a plethora, a cornucopia of fabulous beers to taste, but we're not going to rush anything. If I can't get to all of them today, we'll get to them next week. It'll be the sequel version of Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers. I will puff and rotate. Outstanding. Fabulous draw. Nice notes right off. Little spice notes. But again, a different flavor profile than a Padron 1964, the 1926 series, even the regular Padron series. But very pleasant. This Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. I'm already thinking about the Molson Canadian that's on the list. But this Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, a lot of flavor. It's smooth, but more flavor, a little bit more richness than a USA Connecticut wrapper. And it is fabulous. Beautiful draw. Tim, how do you like that so far?
Oh, my goodness. This is delightful. Nice, huh? Delightful.
I remember when George Padron told me about this project. He said, we're going to do something very different. I'm going to give you a sample, but you're sworn to secrecy. So this is probably about 5 years ago. I said, when's it going to come out? He said, whenever we feel it's ready. Just like when you brew beer. If it's not ready, you're not releasing it out of those tanks. And it's the same thing. And this has become a nice, big hit for Padron. The Padron Damaso, that's what I will enjoy today. Next up.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Tim Shackton, head brewmaster of Eulalie Spring Brewery. If you would be so kind, our first beer today that we will enjoy of many is the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. I remember back 2 years ago going up to Cheers. Look at that on underneath the just the top there. We'll pour a little bit right in there. That's fine. I had the opportunity to spend a day with Jennifer Glanville, one of the master brewers at Boston Beer Samuel Adams. We sampled the Utopia, and we sampled this Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. Nice golden brown. We'll say cheers on that. Very good.
Cheers to you, friend.
This is an ale, I believe. Very nice.
Oktoberfest actually is a lager.
Oh, it's a lager.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Nice, rich color. Deep golden amber hue. A lot of harmony of flavors in this. Very flavorful, perfect companion with my Padron Damaso cigar beer tasting. Mega Maneuvers continue next.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Democrat-controlled Congress went on a domestic spending spree.
Ken Lohrman says officials are projecting we'll hit that trillion-dollar mark very soon. A former White House aide who's supposed to testify before a closed-door House impeachment investigation Monday wants a federal judge in Washington to instruct him whether to accede to the House demands for his testimony or to just assert immunity from congressional process as he's being directed by President Trump. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman says he can't satisfy the demands of both the legislative and the executive branches. House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler says you can't sue your way out of a subpoena.
Someone who is faced with a subpoena from a congressional committee or to obey that subpoena, the administration tells them not to. We now have a bunch of court decisions that say that the administration is wrong to do so in most cases.
Earlier in the week on the Salem Radio Network, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said the Democrats who support the endeavor are primary moderate Democrats in next year's election. Scalise and other Republicans demanding Democrats either hold formal impeachment vote or put an end. This is SRN News.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The growing popularity of online ordering is giving rise to virtual restaurants conceived only for delivery or takeout.
Many restaurant owners are whipping up dishes in their own kitchens that can only be accessed through third-party delivery apps like Grubhub and Uber Eats. Other restaurants are expanding their footprint with ghost kitchens where food is prepared for online orders only. The trend seeks to capitalize on the $26.8 billion online ordering market, which, according to the NDP Group, is the fastest-growing source of restaurant sales in the U.S.
Jeremy House reporting. It also speaks to the power of third-party delivery apps, which have transformed expectations for speed and convenience. In many cases, those same platforms are extending their influence from how people get their food to what should go on the menu. Check out more breaking news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. A new study claims a widely used software program that helps guide care for millions of patients is flawed by unintentional racial bias that leads to blacks getting passed over for special care.
The software predicts costs rather than sickness. It's used by U.S. insurers and hospitals to direct higher-cost patients into health care programs designed to help them stay on medications or out of the hospital. Whites tend to be higher-cost patients even when they're not as sick as blacks. The study found the software regularly suggested letting healthier white patients into health care risk management programs ahead of blacks who were less healthy because those white patients were more costly. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Pentagon awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing early frontrunner Amazon, as well as other tech titans like Oracle and IBM. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Redding and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The end of October can only mean one thing. That, yes, we're in the height of football season, college and NFL. The temperatures are changing. The leaves are changing, except here in the Sunshine State of Florida. The palm fronds don't change. They're still green. And will stay that way all winter, we hope. But also means that we wrap up celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest with our Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers. But this year, because we have so many beers that I have selected, first it was going to be 44 in honor of the great running backs at Syracuse. But then Sergeant Steve said, wait a minute. We got to honor the 45th president, Donald J. Trump. So we've got number 45 that we are selecting. 45 fantastic beers that we will sample this week for Oktoberfest. And next week into our new holiday called Novemberfest. As Lee Corso would say, beer life is good. And we welcome you back. Our Ford Theater of Operations Command Center Alpha has moved to the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, stone's throw from Tampa International Airport. My pleasure to welcome our special guest, the head brewmaster of Eulalie Spring Brewery in downtown Tampa, Tim Schachten. And Tim, we started off with a Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. Before I go into the list of all the beers on our list, let's talk about this Oktoberfest from Samuel Adams one more time. It has a deep orange hue to it, almost like the color of fall leaves.
Well, that's directly attributed to the Munich malt. And the Munich malt, it can make dark, it can make light, you can make a very delicate Oktoberfest. It can be rich This is kind of a very balanced Oktoberfest-style beer. It's cold fermented. It's delicious. It's got a wonderful nose, too. And the Munich malt, you know, the German brewers were so horribly jealous of the Viennese brewers because they invented the Viennese malt, which is lightly toasty. So they came up with the Munich-style malt to kind of combat them. And that's how that originated.
I'm going to call this mellow but tasty. It's got a deep autumn color. I would say that it it's mellow but tasty, a nice rich Marzen. Very, very pleasant all the way.
The yeast plays a lot in this beer.
Outstanding. Now, before we get to our next tasting, our next sampling, let's go over the list of 44 beers. The 45th, we're going to make a last-minute decision. It's going to be decided at the very end, so you'll have to stay tuned for that. But we started off with the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. Next up, we'll enjoy a Hofbräu Original to Helles. Then we're going to go to Australia, our great listeners down in Australia. We've got a big following down in Australia, down under. In fact, I was asked to take that 20-hour flight from New York down to Australia on Qantas. And my answer was, no thanks. I'm a pilot, love to fly, 20 hours in an airplane, as much as I love flying, no thank you. Got to get out. I think like 8-10 hours is my limit. But we're going to try the Foster's International Pale Lager. That should be interesting. Then Tim brought a very special beer from Eulalie. It is the Q Beer Oktoberfest Stout. Q name for Richard Gonsmart's, one of his current German Shepherds, Quentin. And we're going to go to one of my favorite craft breweries down in South Florida, Funky Buddha, for the Bonita Applebum Ale. That I cannot wait to get to. Then we're going to go up to, not far from Syracuse in central New York, Ithaca, Apricot Wheat, which is a wheat ale. Then we're going to go back down to South Florida, my guys, over at Plasencia Cigars, the Plasencia family. Carlos Padron involved with the Tank Brewing down in Doral. The Tank Freedom Tower Amber Ale. Freedom Tower, big landmark down in Miami. I think it's in Coral Gables or downtown Miami. So we'll sample that. Then we're going to have, this sounds great, the Anderson Valley Salted Caramel Porter. When I saw the beer, the name of the beer, I started drooling instantly. My mouth started foaming. I'm thinking, salted caramel porter, got to have it. Then we're going to go to a good old-fashioned USA lager, Bud Light. Your basic beer, they sell a ton of it. It's still popular with many people. Not one of my favorites, but people enjoy it, and it sells, and that's the bottom line. Next up, also made in the United States, the Yuengling Traditional Lager. Then we go to Republica Dominicana for the Presidente Light, which is a German Pilsner-style beer. And then the 12th beer, the Shipyard Pumpkinhead. I was up at Shipyard Brewing a number of years ago up in Portland, Maine. That's a very, very nice brewery. That Pumpkinhead is very, very popular. Number 13 will be the Scuttlebutt Hoptopia, an Imperial IPA. Number 14, Molson Canadian, a Molson Lager, eh? Now, here's the thing. If you get some Tim Hortons Timbits, little mini donut holes, eh, with a Molson Canadian and some poutine, you're good to go, eh? So we'll go up and have some Molson Canadian. I remember Molson Brodeur. That was a very high alcohol content beer. Then from Duclan Brewery, we're going to have the Duclaw. The Duclaw Sweet Baby Jesus. We had that last year. And this year from Duclaw, the Sweet Baby Java. Or is it Sweet Baby Jesus and Sweet Baby Java? I'm not sure. One of the two, depending if it's English or Spanish. Then we're going to try the Coors Banquet, kind of an old-style Coors beer. We'll have that. Number 18 is the Eulalie Green Cannonball IPA, a Tampa Cigar City-style IPA. So can't wait to get to that. Number 19, we go back up to Boston, Samuel Adams Boston Ale, another big popular beer. Number 20, Arrogant Bastard Ale. We'll try that. Number 21, in honor of Mick the Brit, we go over to the UK, Smittick's Red Ale. So we will do that. And then number 22, Monday Night Brewing's Blind Pirate Blood Orange IPA. That sounds interesting. Number 23, we go to Hawaii. Sergeant Steve, get ready with some Don Ho, if you will. By the way, I've been invited to the Ho House. It's a great place to go. You should go. A few hours, delightful time. You'll never go wrong at the Ho House. Number 23 is the Maui Pineapple Mana. So can't wait to try that. Number 24 is the Sun Brewery Graffiti Orange, a creamsicle wheat ale. That should be an interesting taste. Number 25 is Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout. That sounds interesting. Number 26, I believe it is the Brehan Brewhouse. Correct, Tim?
Yes, you are correct.
It's called the Cranbethia.
Correct.
Cranbethia, which is a whiskey-aged imperial stout.
Yes, sir.
You had me at whiskey. I'm ready to go. Ah, yes, we're going to get in the mood for that a little bit later on Tiny Bubbles with Don. Again, you've never been to the Hull House. He's invited me numerous times. He said, General, come to the Hull House in Hawaii. You'll have a great time. You always guarantee to get laid as soon as you walk in the door. Beautiful thing. Number 27 we'll have from Colombe, the hard cold brew coffee. That should be interesting. And, Tim, we're starting to see some unique expressions between coffee and nitro and beer, kind of a unique category that's become more popular the last couple of years.
Correct. I mean, cold nitro brewed coffee, a standalone without beer, is a big selling product here. But nitro dispensation tends to accentuate certain flavor profiles, and it would most certainly accentuate the flavor of coffee, indeed.
And then we go back to Hawaii, back to the Hull House, Don Ho, Maui Coconut Haiwa, a porter. Number 29 is Chimay Cinq Cents. Chimay, I believe, Belgian, correct?
Correct. A classic Belgian.
Classic Belgian. So we'll talk about that, taste that. Number 30, we go to France. Now, this is interesting. Now, when you think about France, what do you think about? You think about surrender flags retreating, rolling over. But who knew they made beer? The Kronenbourg 1664, a French international pale lager. So that should be interesting. Then number 31, this is going to draw the attention of the Democrats, pencil neck Schiff, of Robert Mueller. This is from Russia. Baltica 4, Russian dark lager. Yes, comrades, we will be enjoying special beer from Russia. Very interesting. As I was buying Baltica 4, I noticed two federal agents with little earpieces in ear, dark suits, following me around the store afterward. Very interesting. We'll be trying Baltica 4, and I'm sure there could be some sort of collusion involved between a lager and some sort of other beers. So we will try Baltica 4. Then we go from Russia to Deutschland for the Spaten Oktoberfest, a Mausen-style beer. Then we go to Iceland for the Einstock Icelandic Toasted Porter. We sampled Einstock last year, and it was excellent. It was very, very unique, a different variety from Einstock, so we'll try that. Then for number 34, we go from Iceland back to the Cigar City for the Eulalie Spring Brewing Crown Jewel with two L's, a limited release, a honey lager. Interesting story behind that, Tim, you will tell us about. Mm-hmm. And then we have the number 35, we go to Wisconsin. Oh, you betcha. Leinenkugels. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Correct. You can also call it Leinies, right?
Leinies.
Leinies.
Leinies or Leinenkugels, the canoe paddle kosh. Interesting. We'll try that. Then number 36, we go back to Miami, the tank, La Playita, a hop-accented pilsner. Should be interesting. Mm-hmm. Then number 35, we've got the Brewhound Brewhouse Mechanical Turk.
Mechanical Turk, yes.
A spiced coffee milk stout. We were talking about stouts and milk stouts.
Correct.
So we get to that. Now, 38, any beer that's called Goodwood, I mean, let's face it. Dames love, the harem loves Goodwood. Who doesn't love Goodwood? The Goodwood Bourbon Barrel Ale. I saw that. I'm like, gotta buy it. Number 39, the Funky Buddha Vibin, a grooven or groovable lager, they call it. Then we'll have number 40, the New City Mule. Number 41 in Florida, the Brew Bus, You're My Boy Blue, a blueberry wheat ale. Number 42, the Coastal Empire Coca Pina Gosa, which is a sour beer. We'll talk about that, sample that. Number 43, getting ahead of myself here, Flamingo. This is, I think, did I bring this or did you bring this? The Flamingo Nitro. Flamingo Nitro. So we'll Flamingo Dreams Nitro, a berry infused ale. Number 44, the Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie. That I cannot wait to get to. And 45 will be our special MAGA tasting beer in honor of President Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America. Now, think about it. To go through the names of all 44 beers and mention the 45th almost took the entire first segment of the show. So here's the thing. Before we go next, let's go to the Hofbräu Original. This is a Helles, if you would be so kind, Tim, to pour that. And let's talk about Hofbräu. Let's talk about their Helles. What is a Helles?
Well, a Helles is a traditional beer style that's indigenous to the Munich beer hall. And it tends to be a little bit softer in malt forward than the international European pales or lagers counterparts.
Wow. Now, let me just go ahead and say cheers on that. Let me take a sip here. Now, interesting.
Hops up front.
Yeah, it's hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way. It is noticeable hoppiness, but not IBU off the charts.
It's also, again, I come back to it, the malt signature.
Yeah, very malty.
It's very delicate at the
back. It's got a delicate malt taste, I would say. Delicate malt taste. This is perfect with the Padrón Damaso that we're enjoying today.
I agree.
And this, to me, is a medium-flavored beer. I'd say mild plus to medium.
Imagine being in the Hofbräu house right now. You know,
the Hofbräu house with all the bodacious dames, with the ample décolletage showing, with the steins. Mm. You know, they're ample dames over there. You know, for Oktoberfest. You don't want to screw with them, boy. I'll tell you what. When people don't realize that when they're done, they work for WWE as female wrestlers the rest of the year. They are stout themselves. So again, the Hofbräu Original, a Helles, light yellow in color, noticeable hoppiness, but not off the charts. And a delicate malt taste, medium in body. Very, very nice. All right, when we come back, we will hit the Foster's International Pale Lager, the Eulalie Spring Brewhouse Q Beer Oktoberfest Stout, Funky Buddha Bonita Applebum British Ale, I believe that is called, the British Ale. So we will continue our Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers. That will extend to next week into Novemberfest as we continue front and center from the Davidoff Cigar Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa.
The October selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Enclave Broadleaf. This cigar features a dark Connecticut broadleaf Maduro wrapper, creating a medium-bodied smoke with hints of espresso, pepper, and chocolate. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Good news for those of you that are members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. The October 2019 selection featuring the A.J. Fernandez sampler has been shipped. It is in the mail. It is en route. You should be receiving those beginning of the week to early part of the week, depending on where you live in the United States of America. Let me tell you about the three cigars featured in the A.J. Fernandez sampler for October. First up, very unique cigar, small cigar, the A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano. This is the Cortica. These cigars handed out to guests staying at A.J. Fernandez's Casablanca house down in Nicaragua by the factory. Booming notes of spice, nice woody undertone, very unique size, very tasty. Next up, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. Newest addition to the Enclave features a deep, dark Connecticut broadleaf Maduro wrapper surrounding beautiful Nicaraguan fillers. It is medium-bodied, nice notes of espresso, pepper, even some occasional chocolate. Finally, the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano. Now, this is very unique. It's got a bright and snappy filler medley of Nicaraguan, Dominican, and Honduran tobaccos, but they use a rare Brazilian Habano wrapper that is only sold to two manufacturers in the world. A.J. Fernandez is one of them. Three great cigars, the October 2019 Officers Club selection, the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, the A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano Cortica, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, and the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano. If you want to get three fantastic cigars shipped directly to you, great cigars, mild, medium, full, huge variety, go to CigarDave.com, become a member of the Officers Club,
$22.95 per month. You get three exceptional cigars, the latest and greatest in cigars. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club right now. Be one of the special few to enjoy fabulous cigars.
Break out the Lederhosen for Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers. With a giant stein in hand, here's the global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
At the rate we're tasting our beers in our mega beer tasting, this could end up going from Oktoberfest to Novemberfest to Decemberfest. So we will definitely wrap it up before champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers the end of December. Rejoined by Tim Shacklin, the head brewmaster at Eulalie's Spring Brewery down in downtown Tampa. And Tim, we already sampled the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. We then went to the Hofbräu Original Helles. And just one other tasting note on that I wanted to talk about, because that is a München-style Helles lager. Nice, clear gold color. A lot of you can definitely taste the aroma or smell the aroma of the graininess in there. No question about it. And it has some floral notes, some spicy notes. To me, just very noticeable on the hop, but not like an IPA that's going to blow you out of the water.
Oh, yeah, not even close to an IPA. IPA is just loaded with hops. And then, of course, you got that German malt signature. Again, it's very delicate, and it's malt at the end and in the aftertaste.
Well, next we're going to go down from Germany, from Deutschland to Australia. We have a huge following down in Australia. Many of our great alphas, lieutenants down under, many of them listen live. When I was going to the Cigar Retailers Convention, there were two retailers and three, four guests that came with them from Australia stopping me to take pictures. Great gentlemen. They said, you got to come down under, General, and I do want to get under. I'd love to do a show down there. I think that would be awesome. To smoke cigars, have some great beers, and just hang out with our Aussie alphas down there, the AAs, the Aussie alphas. So next up, we've got Foster's. Now, this is an Australian beer, Foster's Lager. It comes in the size of a oil can. So if you're done drinking the beer and you got extra, you could probably put this into your car, because it is that. It looks like a giant quart of oil. It's huge. Very, very big. But this is known as Australia's famous beer brand or bar brand, Foster's.
Correct.
Now, Australia, but also brewed in the United States. This is an American-style lager, they call it, or Australian-style.
Australian-style lager. And very indicative of the hop variety that they use in this beer. It's called Pride of Ringwood.
All right.
And you're going to taste it.
Pride of... There we go.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. No problem. We'll get that. Here we go. There we go.
Out of the can, it's
different. That's why we carry bar mops all over the place.
Got to drink it out of the can, maybe, huh?
You never know. You never know what's going to spill. That's why we come amply prepared. All right. Now, this, I'll tell you, this is a very, very light color. I mean, this is just a super. It's almost a pale straw color in my estimation. So we'll say pale straw color. A little fruitiness on the nose.
Correct. Cereal grains go into the grain.
Cheers on that. Take a sip. There we go.
Absolutely.
Maltiness. There's malt character, but very light, very clean. Not a lot of hoppiness. So I'm going to say malt character, but clean. Clean, and I would say lively and smooth.
Typically, with the Pride of Ringwood hops, you might get like a delicate, delightful mineral.
Yeah, a little minerally type of
mineral. And that's one of the reasons why I love this beer.
Yeah, interesting. And some other tasting notes. This would combine nicely with with stone crabs. It's stone crab season right now, because this is mild enough. Not going to overpower those stone crabs and vice versa. This is very pleasant. And this is a pretty big selling beer worldwide, correct?
Yes.
Outstanding. All right, so we have three beers down the hatch. I cannot believe the first half hour of the second hour of the show is done. Sergeant Steve, prepare for Decemberfest maneuvers. We're definitely going. We'll get to as many beers as we can today. Then we're going to continue it next week to Novemberfest. Why not? Cigars, beer, life is good.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars wearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here,
Jerry Darlak and the Touch, a Buffalo band, and beer is big in Buffalo. Got to play them during Cigar Oktoberfest. That's going to be spilling into Novemberfest next week with all the 45 beers we'll be tasting. I think we're going to be lucky to get to about 14 beers in this show. But you know what? You're not in a rush. I'm not in a rush. Tim Shackton of Eulalie, the master head brewmaster at Eulalie Spring Brewery. Are you in a rush?
Not at all.
We got cigars. And by the way, we'll have another cigar next show. So plenty of cigars, plenty of great beer libations, good company. Life is good. No rush. It could be worse. I mean, we could actually, have to deal with the enemies of pleasure this week and next week, and we don't. So that's always a good thing. Let's talk about for just a moment, as we talk about beers, I've talked about that Buffalo group. At one time in the United States, not that long ago, really 40 years ago or so, beers were very local and regional. I remember growing up in Buffalo, there was a beer called Iroquois beer. Very big in Buffalo, Rochester. Genesee beer was initially an upstate New York beer, and then it spread. The Great Outdoors in a glass. But you look at Milwaukee, there were regional beers. Chicago, everywhere you went, you didn't have the big national brands, Budweiser and Miller. Those came really, I would say, in the last 40 or so years. Really, the local breweries were the dominant brewers, and that changed. Do you remember that growing up in Milwaukee and then moving down to Tampa?
Well, actually, I grew up here in Tampa.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, my grandfather came down. I have an old can of Genesee Cream Ale on my shelf in my collection at home, and I tend to collect cans and steins and stuff. It's a good habit to have. But you're right. The globalization kind of changed the market environment. You know, the brewers have a constant struggle for relevance when it comes to shipping costs and these kind of things. The centralization, it happens in every business, and it's most certainly has seen its ups and downs in the craft beer, in the beer business in general.
Well, and you've seen, you know, the smaller local regional breweries get gobbled up by bigger regional breweries, then they get gobbled up. But what's interesting is there's kind of a renaissance going back. With all the craft brewers, we're starting to see more local brewers than ever. And people now, you go to the Tampa International Airport here, Cigar City beer is available everywhere in the state. We're starting to go back to a regionalization of craft beers, which I think is a good thing.
I agree. And it was the biggest impact on the beer industry, in my estimation, was the passage of the Volstead Act, which was the prohibition. And that really just lay a lot of brewers flat on their feet.
Sure.
Now, of course, you also have to take into consideration the advancement of shipping knowledge and the ability to package the beer. You know, the canning, bottling, it has developed actually more recently than not. You have a lot of craft brewers getting involved with canning and bottling, too, which is very advantageous.
Well, I think what's interesting is maybe 10 years ago, if you said craft brewer, people would look at you and say, what? What are you talking about? Today, there are craft brew trails and tours in every state, every city, no matter where you go. It's a big tourist draw now. People want to go and tour the breweries. They want to go to the tap rooms. I know Hamburg Brewing, a great craft brewer up in Buffalo, Hamburg, New York, John Russo Sr. and Jr. We've sampled many of their beers. I've been to their brew house. You go there on a weekend, you see license plates from 10 states as far as Texas. It's crazy. You'll see Maine and Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York State, where they're located. But, you know, Virginia, West Virginia, it's incredible the passion people now have to tour across the country and find craft brewers. And when they find something, they gravitate towards it. And many times they can't buy it in their local areas, so they gobble up as much as they can.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've seen lines wrap around breweries when they have bottle releases. And, of course, you have the advancement of the farmhouse brew. So you've got a lot of people out on the edges of the urban areas opening up the small farmhouse-style breweries and innovating there. So there's trails all over the country. Anywhere you can go, if there's a metropolitan area, I guarantee you, you're going to find some kind of tour.
Do a web search for wherever you're traveling. Let's say you're traveling to San Francisco. Type in San Francisco craft brewers, craft brewery tours. Boom, You'll see a list everywhere in the country. There's literally a craft brewer in every city and town in America now, which I think is great. Let's go to your beer. Let's go to the Eulalie Spring Brewery Q Beer. Q stands for Quentin Richard Gonsmart of the Gonsmart family. He's a big German Shepherd fan like me. He's got two. I've got two. Quentin is one of his two current German Shepherds. Q Beer, Oktoberfest Stout.
Well, Q Beer is an Oktoberfest, and it's a blend of Vienna and Munich malt, Weinstephaner yeast, a very traditional German yeast strain. So you're going to get caramel up front, a little toasty, the toasty notes on the middle center of the palate, and a wonderful, delightful, clean, crisp, easy finish.
Now, for a stout, this is not as dark as I thought.
No, it's not technically a stout. It's an Oktoberfest, or it's also known as a Märzen.
Oh, so this is not an Oktoberfest stout.
Well, the stout and the Oktoberfest are two different styles. The stout's is a dark ale.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
This is a lager, actually.
This is a lager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. So this is just called what, an Oktoberfest lager?
Correct. You remember the first beer that we tried, the Sam Adams Oktoberfest?
Right.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but it's a different blend of malts, and of course, it's locally brewed.
So cheers on that. Nice, beautiful, almost looks like maple syrup, if you will. Hmm. Oh, that is smooth.
Thank you.
Light, little bit of hoppiness, just a tad bit of hoppiness on the back. I'd say IBU 45, 48.
No, more closer to 30.
Okay.
Right? And, again, it's a malt. It's a malt-accentuated aftertaste. So you've got toastiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The yeast is very distinctive. The yeast is kind of the cement that puts the whole thing together. And it helps create a unique flavor profile.
I call it a light hoppy zing, because when it goes back, I actually like that little hoppy zing as it goes back. Let me take another sip here.
That's noble German hops, Tettnanger hops. Again, another traditional hop style.
Now, we should say to all of our alphas listening across the country, worldwide, this Eulalie Q Beer Oktoberfest Lager, not available in stores. It's only available at Eulalie. Not available at the Columbia restaurant.
Not yet, and it's a limited seasonal. I qualify this as a seasonal offering. So,
Tim, I know where to find you next year to get some of this. This is excellent.
Thank you.
This is really very smooth. And tell us again what makes it so smooth and that malty taste.
Well, to begin with, it's what we were discussing at the opening, is the idea that lager, it requires more cellaring time, cold storage. You have time for the yeast to completely finish its job and slowly settle to the bottom of the tank. And it creates brilliant clarity. And then, of course, the addition of high-quality European and American malts. You know,
delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And perfect combination with this Padrón Damaso. It is just magnificent. Outstanding.
Thank you, sir.
Mm. This is a General's five-star selection. No doubt about it. You know what's the sad part about it? It's not available in stores, so people cannot sample this that are listening to us in Los Angeles or Buffalo or Charlotte or Seattle or Australia.
They're going to have to suffer the torment of coming to Tampa.
Got to come to the cigar city of Tampa. Exactly right. Outstanding. Absolutely spectacular. So when is this available at Eulalie?
Well, I would reckon it would be available through November.
And when does it start? With availability, September?
I love to tap this beer right in the center of the Oktoberfest. So right about now, you know, that last week of September, the first week of October is usually when we come out with it. Of course, it's a little warm down here. It's not like it is over in Germany, but still no matter. I've got refrigeration on my tanks.
You are good. You are good to go. Now, another brewery that I really, really have become a big fan of, not just their beer, but the guys that run it are great. John Lynn. We had him on Funky Buddha Brewing on the show. And also, they were one of our sponsors for the Cigar Dave Alpha Male Pleasure Fest on the flight line at Shelter Aviation in 2018, last year. And their beers were beyond incredibly popular. And this is going to be a superb, unique expression, because one of the things they do, they come up with some really cool beers. I love their IPA Hop Gun. It's got a great, full-forward, you know, hoppy flavor. This is the Funky Buddha Bonita Apple Bum, made with cinnamon, vanilla, and apples. Now think about that. And just looking plenty. Look at this. This looks like a baked apple pie in the glass. And the notes, apple pie notes.
Wow, oh, that man. Smells great.
I mean, that's all you can say is apple pie on the nose. It is, I'm drooling already. We'll say cheers.
Cheers.
Take a taste of this. Oh, this is unique. Now, it's not like eating apple pie, but I'm definitely getting vanilla, definitely getting that apple, not overly sweet.
No.
I think people are going to be, you're going to look at this saying, oh, this is going to be a super sweet beer. It's not. I would say on the 6.4% alcohol by volume, so it has some body to it. Take another sip here.
A little cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just, it has the taste of apple pie. I'm going to mark this down. Taste of apple pie. I'm going to put a fall apple pie without the sweetness. And it is indeed an amalgamation of spice and flavor. Outstanding. Mm. 5-star selection on this one, Sergeant Steve. No doubt about it. This gets the 5-star selection, as did the Eulalie Quentin Q Beer Oktoberfest Lager. What'd you think of this one, Tim?
Delightful. I mean, you've got, it's clicking on all cylinders. It's like a little piece of fall right there. And you got the spice, you got the apples. It's not like a cider.
No, not at all.
It's got the malt, it's got the body, and I think that alcohol by volume measures up perfectly.
Would you ever consider brewing a beer expression like this, something that's kind of unique with these kind of flavors?
Oh, we do. We do a lot of different innovation, especially with fruit. And I do. I'm about ready to tap a guava lambic. That's
guava lambic.
Yeah,
interesting.
Doing a guava lambic, and every year we do what's called honeymoon lager, and that's to celebrate the strawberries harvest with Plant City,
that's
our
right.
Local strawberry growers. I cut a whole flat of strawberries and blend it into every half barrel keg that we tap, and it's just delightful.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of 5-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. 5-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, 5-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. 5-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is 5-Star Bank. 5starbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's 5-Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
And drink cocktails, too.
You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime.
Get it all at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar,
like I do in the morning. I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. While Oktoberfest in Munich may only run 18 days, we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest all month long. With more beer samplings, here's the General, Cigar Dave.
Correction. We are going to be celebrating Oktoberfest not only in October, but going into November for Novemberfest. We've got 45 beers that we are going to sample. We're not going to get to them all in this show. We're going to be lucky to hit 10. And Tim Schachten, the head brewer of Eulalie Spring Brewery here in the Cigar City of Tampa, we've had such a great time talking about beers and getting in the intricacies that we're going to have to spill this over to next week. Can you stick around for another show?
Absolutely.
Count me in. Another cigar coming your way, another libation and libation ceremony. So let's talk about a wheat beer, wheat ales. We talked about the different styles. There's lagers and there's ales. Wheat beers. This is a combination wheat beer with ale. So I would assume you're going to get the smoothness of wheat with a little bit of the strength of an ale.
Well, the great thing about wheat is it's a great platform grain. In other words, if you're going to mix it with fruit, if you're going to mix it with other things that you want to express yourself in that beer, it's easy to do. And the wheat as a style typically represents where 50% or more of the grain in the recipe is wheat malt. Now, that's usually if they put wheat of any kind on the label, that's what it would indicate. A large portion of the grain billing would be wheat, which actually is very difficult for brewers because wheat is a husked grain, and it tends to create a stuck mash, which is a problem. But wheat is soft, it's delicate. It accentuates the notes of fruits, vegetables, anything. And it's no surprise that you have apricots on this beer.
Well, we'll say cheers, Ithaca Beer Company. This is Ithaca, New York, just south of Syracuse, central New York. Know it very well. This is what they call a fruit beer. It's got a very light, hazy, orange-amber color. And the aroma, you definitely get some of the wheat, but you're really getting a preponderance of that those apricot notes.
Almost sherry, you know?
Yeah, it really is just delightful. We'll take a sip here.
The palate expression is much more brilliant than the nose.
Yeah, a little dull on the taste. With so much of the apricot on the nose, I'm a little surprised. It's very muted. So dull on the taste and muted apricot. So a little bit disappointing to me. What do you think?
Well, it's not for me to
no, no,
speak
what do you
poorly
think?
About.
It
all depends on what your perspective is and where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a filet of grouper in front of you, this might be pretty good.
It might be okay. Yeah, I'm a little disappointing on this one. So, look, what I say is try it. It may your palate, you may enjoy it. Definitely on the milder side.
If you're an apricot fan, you might like
this.
You're
going to like this. Next up, we're going to go to my good friends, the Plasencia family, Carlos Padron, down in Miami, Doral, the Tank Brewing. They have really created a great craft brewery down in the Doral area. And when they started, their beer was just available only at the brewery in their tap room. Now it's available in cans, bottles across the state. Good distribution. And this is the Freedom Tower Amber Ale. And Freedom Tower, a well-known landmark down in Miami. This is an amber red ale, 5.3% alcohol by volume. We'll say cheers. Oh, my God, the aroma on this is incredible. Some
hop-driven fruitiness.
Yeah, almost a little toffee on here, too. Take a sip.
Very good good balance to this beer.
Oh, this is delicious.
Got a kiss of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
A little bit of amber malt in the center.
This is really malty. I'm going to call this malty sweetness because the malt just really almost like an M&M. It melts in your mouth. It's that delicious. Not a lot of hoppiness.
Center-driven with malt.
Oh, yeah, with some fruit notes on here, too. I'm definitely getting some fruity notes.
And, again, that fruit, the fruit notes are driven by the hops.
So, absolutely magnificent. Let's do one more that I think we can get in here. So we're going to only do 8 in this Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuver, but we go to Novemberfest next week. This is the Anderson Valley Salted Caramel Porter. By the way, the Tank Freedom Tower, 5-star selection all the way. Really enjoy that. Now, this is a very unique beer. This is from the People's Republic of California. I saw the can with a moose, and it said Salted Caramel Porter, malt beverage, aged 6 months in bourbon barrels. I knew it was for me. So let me look at the aroma. It's got a dark brown color. Definitely get that caramel notes. We'll say cheers.
Wow.
Take a sip here.
That's delicious.
Oh, this is delicious. Not getting a ton of caramel, but enough. But you definitely get that little woodiness on the barrel. This is absolutely delicious. Not overpowering. The Anderson Valley Salted Caramel Porter.
very, very nice. Tim Schachten, head brewmaster, Eulalie Spring Brewery, Cigar City of Tampa. Stay there. We're going to record another show while we're here. Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers continues next week into Novemberfest. Cigar Dave, the General. Say Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Part 2, Oktoberfest into Novemberfest.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The RNC standing behind the president.
The Republican National Committee took the unusual step Friday of expressing solidarity with President Donald Trump, saying it now more than ever wholeheartedly supports the president. The resolution came amid the ongoing impeachment probe by House Democrats. The RNC Executive Committee vote was held by phone, and the resolution was unanimously approved. The RNC also supports a Senate resolution offered by South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, objecting on procedural grounds to how House Democrats are handling the impeachment probe. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pacific Gas and Electric is going forward with the second planned power shutoff this week because of growing winds and high fire danger in Northern California. The utility has begun blackouts in 36 counties. Nearly 3 million people could find themselves in the dark over the weekend. A Russian woman who was convicted of being a Russian agent has returned to Moscow. We get the story from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Maria Butina appeared at a Moscow airport carrying a bouquet of flowers and accompanied by her father. She had been a graduate student at American University in Washington and became known as a gun rights activist when she was arrested in July of 2018. Butina pled guilty last December to conspiring to act as an unregistered agent for Russia, admitting she tried to leverage contacts in the National Rifle Association to infiltrate American conservative groups.
She did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told reporters at the airport Butina only sought to cultivate friendly relations between the U.S. and Russia.
People-to-people contacts. This is actually normal.
For her part, Maria Butina says she has no desire to visit the U.S. again. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Check out more news and more analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A convicted killer in South Dakota, scheduled to be executed early next month for the fatal stabbing of a young donut shop worker, lost two appeals in one day.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday dismissed a request by Charles Russell Rhines to meet with mental health experts to prepare a clemency application. The three-judge panel said the question of whether Rhines deserves clemency should be decided by the South Dakota governor. Earlier Friday, the South Dakota Supreme Court rejected Rhines' request to delay his execution, which is scheduled to take place the week of November 3rd through the 9th. Rhines was sentenced to death for the fatal stabbing of 22-year-old Donovan Schaefer during a burglary at the Rapid City shop. Patrick Frost reporting.
Meanwhile, the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi, was trapped in his home for about an hour and a half today, Saturday, by a downed tree. He was seen being taken out on a stretcher by first responders. Heavy winds rolled through the city Saturday, the remnants of Tropical Storm Olga. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Indonesian investigators say a mix of problems were responsible for the Lion Air tragedy.
The plane went down partly because the pilots were never told how to quickly respond to malfunctions of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet's automated flight control system, or MCAS. But reporters heard at a news conference that 9 crunch points in all had led to the downing, and if one of the 9 hadn't occurred, the accident may not have happened. Reporters also learned that engineers had found several problems with the MAX 8 3 days before the tragedy. Documents had been filed at the time, but passages appeared to be missing. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Fiat Chrysler recalling nearly 160,000 diesel-powered Ram pickups, mainly in the U.S. and Canada, because of leaky coolant and possibly catching fire. Recall covers Ram 1500 models from 2014 through 2019. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Welcome to this Tuesday. Special thanks to the world for not slowing down. We have so much to go over today, as well as a great roster of guests. And I'm not saying that Neil Cavuto is not great, but I'm also saying that Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is also great. So, Neil, I'm not saying that one's better than the other. So right away, I don't want you defensive.
No, I would actually agree. I'm greater than he is. Yeah.
You are saying that. That's Neil Cavuto, I know. It's the same Neil Cavuto who hosts Coast to Coast at 12, and when he's done whenever he wants, because he's vice president, he's done at 2, and then he walks over and does a great hour at 4, and then he works Saturdays, as far as we know, from 10 till noon.
I think you have the more demanding schedule, I think.
I don't have a sixth day.
Yeah.
Unless I'm on Fox Nation in the middle of Battle of Saratoga.
Really.
So before we get started officially and talk to Neil, let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
A poll done by the Siena College and the New York Times, and it looks at the top 6 swing states. 53% oppose impeachment and removal from office. Only 43%, 10% more, don't want to see the president removed from office. However, they do support the impeachment inquiry by 5 points.
Well, that was a short time ago on a show called Fox and Friends. We were looking at the Siena New York Times poll that shows impeachment. Look into it. Yeah, inquiry okay. By a 10-point margin in the battleground states, they say leave him at his job. After all, he's going to be re-upped or not in 11 months.
Number two.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary.
and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far.
Yep, they got the bots. Hillary's attack on Tulsi and Jill Stein underline what I believe is a terrible way to lose. She is not doesn't know how to lose. Mitt Romney showing doesn't know how to lose. What do they have in common? They both, for some reason, can't get over the fact that they don't seem to be outshining the president. We'll take a look at Hillary, Tulsi, and more.
Number one, a meeting that's going on right now could decide the future of U.S. allies in Syria, and the U.S. has no part in it.
Turkey's president just began talks with Russian President Putin to discuss Syria's future.
Still time. The president's wavering on his devastating decision to leave Syria as the Turkish leader jets to Russia for the next best move. So as a NATO ally leaves and goes to Russia, say it with me. This is not a small-time problem. It's a big-time problem in a very important region. And Neil Cavuto, welcome.
Thank you very much.
For me, this is the worst decision the president's made. And I think that's not even a close, debatable bad decision. I don't understand it. And to me, each day it's playing out in the worst possible scenario. Kurds are on the run, 200,000 displaced. Turkey goes to Russia. The Kurds throwing potatoes at us as we're leaving the region. And you know the guys that fight there, by the way, weren't fighting, we're advising, they don't want to go. What's going on?
No, I heard your reaction the next day, and I agreed with it. I think, you know, I understand what the president's trying to say, that there's no good time to end an endless war, but there are probably better ways to end it.
How about this? How about NATO?
That's it. Yeah.
How about you? You know, we had Admiral Stavridis on. He was Supreme Allied Commander.
Right.
He says there's supposed to be a NATO meeting in a couple of weeks. Hey guys, we're going to be pulling out. We're going to get a NATO intermediate region. We're going to turn into a neutral zone. And there's no outrage. This is the plan. Then you tell Mark Esper, and then you tell the generals in charge, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff explains it to the people, and gradually we move. This is an unforced error in my mind.
Yeah, I think it also sends a message out to allies that we might not be reliable partners in anything going forward. And that's a hard thing to overcome. The president's a tough one to ever accept blame. But on this one, it squarely falls on him. He created a crisis that he's trying to solve.
Just let me update you for everyone who doesn't know. Now we were going to take those troops and put them into Iraq.
Right.
You know what Iraq said? Don't send them here. Which is unbelievable, considering what we've done for Iraq, and they begged us to come back when we left. And Neil shakes his head. Here's Adam Kinzinger.
So we have a unique position to help them figure that out, to help to negotiate a peaceful solution. Nobody believes that we had an agreement that we had to defend the Kurds. There was no treaty signed. And nobody believes we want to be in the Middle East forever. Those are false choices. But I think we have to step back and think about who we are as a country. You know, we idolize Ronald Reagan, I do at least. And we talk about all his great speeches about the shining city on the hill and what America stands for.
And he went on.
I believe that the reason we have so much that has been given to us, frankly, by God, is because we understand the mission we have in this world. It doesn't mean intervention everywhere, but it means we have moral leadership. And then when we do have intervention, we stick to the people that have stuck with us.
I just thought that was well put for a guy that's in the Air Force, still
right,
in the reserves.
Right. I think the one thing that comes through loud and clear is that the president could have, you know, researched a little more, gotten more opinions, not just tweeted out. And then to add insult to injury, you know, criticize the Kurds that they weren't with us, I don't know, at Normandy or the Revolutionary War. I forget what it was.
They were neither one. Where were they at the Revolutionary War?
Exactly. But I'm just saying it doesn't help his cause. Now, I think that, you know, he's since tried to make up for this by saying, well, they're not going. They're staying in the neighborhood. But damage done.
Right.
And sometimes you just have to admit a mistake. I mean, you write a number of great history books, and I just finished your latest one. I mean, sometimes a true leader has to say, I screwed up. John Kennedy famously admitted after Bay of Pigs, it's on me. He could have blamed the prior president. He was just a couple of months.
The plan in was in place with Eisenhower.
Right. And he could have just said, no, you know, but he said, it ends with me. His approval numbers went up 10 points within a matter of days of doing that. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake, and there's certainly nothing wrong with admitting it and then moving on.
All right. A couple of things. First off, how are you?
Good.
How do you keep up with this schedule? because...
Well, you should talk, young man.
No,
I mean, I'm reading this book. I'm just saying, I think this is his fourth or fifth one. I mean, you're on fire.
Well, no, number one, you're one of the few who have read it. It's not out. We got it a couple
Very
weeks ago.
Good.
Thank you for putting it out.
Thank you for getting it.
Doing it, and we have a TV special coming out on it. And I'll be on your show, I think, was it two Mondays from now? Three Mondays from now. I don't know what you're wearing, but let's not wear the same thing. Let's talk Sunday.
No, definitely. You don't want to.
I don't want to clash.
Oh, Paul.
But how are you? How are you holding up with the 6 days a week? I mean, you have kids that want you around on the weekends, don't
not
you?
Not really. They don't. I wouldn't do this if they were much, much younger. But I think I told you that the genesis for this was that our four business shows on the weekend, which were great shows. I always thought they were great shows. They were constantly being interrupted with breaking news. So I finally said, well, we maybe should interrupt ourselves because we could at least, you know, control the real estate, control the story, obviously be aware of breaking news, don't forget the business, and see it, you know, continue.
Couple of things. I want to bore people. I bring up the USMCA in my real world because this is something where when you look at impeachment and look at the Russian mess, I say, I don't care. If you really want to help people's lives,
absolutely,
you pass the USMCA. If the people that watch us are affected by it, the Midwest and the South.
Absolutely.
And this thing is ready to go. I sat next to Senator Schumer at an event last week, and he says it's almost there. Lighthizer's a genius. Both sides respect him. Then I read last night that they're slowing the whole thing down. What's going on here, Neil?
I don't know. I think it's politics. I think, you know, we always bump into this. Republicans were stalling the North American Free Trade Agreement under Bill Clinton in the beginning. They play politics. Eventually, everyone kind of rallied around it. Trade deals take time. There's a back and forth as to whether it really protects U.S. workers. Even some Republicans are a little concerned about that, especially those in swing districts in some of these industrial states. But it shouldn't take this long. But we will probably have a China deal scored before this thing is written off on.
You think a China deal, at least a first phase of a China deal before USMCA?
Yes, I do. I hope it doesn't come to that. But I think it will because we're arguing over, you know, ridiculous points here. And I agree with you, and it's actually timely with your book. I mean, a strong Mexico economically, you know, can significantly ease the problem at the border. So that deal disproportionately benefits the Mexicans, as it should in that respect, because they need the help more than we do. So you could argue it's in our interest, their interest, the whole immigration issue, to get this deal done.
But
it's not perfect. It's not perfect. There are a lot of problems, but it's
right.
Better than the old one.
Allison's read it, but I have not read the whole thing, the details on it. But I heard the enforcement on the Mexican side. In terms of whatever we write up, there's just been no enforcement in the past.
That's been a problem with a lot of our deals. With South Korea, we had one like that. With Japan, we had one like that. To the president's credit, he's trying to tighten up the enforcement, but we are routinely going into trade deals that the other side cheats on. Now, that you can go to the WTO, the World Trade Organization, protest your point, but they're like, you know, a referee who says, yeah, you don't do that again. But the referee can't force the issue.
So just to show you, I just happen to be listening to the radio every time you're on. So I never know what you're wearing or what you look like. So this is the first time I've actually seen you, besides when I see
you
in the elevator.
You look delicious yourself.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I'm always listening on the radio. Unless you teased a story why China is maybe more is hurting more than we even thought.
Yeah, I never trusted their numbers. You know, Brian, I mean, working at CNBC before here, I always thought they reminded me of the John Lovitz character in SNL. We're growing at 20%. That's a ticket.
That's right.
And there's no way an economy the size of that one can be rocketing ahead at 6%, let alone 10, 12, 14. It used to be the case.
Yeah.
But the fact that the Chinese themselves are acknowledging whatever we're telling you is slowing down is in of itself unique. And the fact that now the International Monetary Fund and others have come to think that they're going to continue that slowing process makes me think, well, it could cut both ways. They have to make a deal because they need the oomph. Or it's so bad they might not have the money to commit on buying the things they said they would. So it cuts both ways.
Don't put the tariffs in December. That's no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want us to not do that, well, okay, fine, because you're one of the people that don't think tariffs, even
though
they're
a hedge. I don't like it at all. I don't like this trade approach. I'm not here to second-guess the president. Let's hope it all works out. I just think it's a slippery slope, and I think that in the future, we're going to use tariffs as the weapon of choice to extract concessions out of countries with whom we disagree, let's say on a human rights policy or their financial policy or whether they treat their people well. So it's a weapon now that has now become routine and standard, you know, disagreements. And I think that can boomerang on us.
You know, I was shocked, too, the stories that you also ran with and that we did a little bit, but you did a lot, in that Elizabeth Warren, and it came from another network, really has those on Wall Street, the people that are on your speed dial, worried.
She does.
So it's even though they tend to be more liberal in New York City, and Wall Street, according to reports, is located in New York City, they are worried about that.
Well, because she's gaining so much steam. And the flip side of that is, you know, the president wasn't targeting Joe Biden by accident. He's the biggest threat to him on paper. You know, none of this matters at this stage. That could all change. But they like the idea of Elizabeth Warren emerging because she's easily beatable. I always, you know, you're a great student of history. I always remind people that Herbert Hoover, in his early days of his administration, was presiding over an economic boom. And then we had the stock market crash and this big money, big government, big spender named Franklin Roosevelt, who was considered unelectable as president because he was such a big government guy, that we had a market crash, we had the Depression, and at that point he just waltzed in a landslide. So I would never minimize her, but having said that, she says a lot of things that really get them going. Not only just a high tax on guys like you, but a wealth tax on the assets you have, on the royalties you get from a book, on everything. Right. And that's a big deal.
All my money's inherited, so I have no sense of the dollar.
I hear where you're coming from.
And I'm just admitting that, right?
Well, I've got a bronze bocce ball set, and I feel that it's a family heirloom. I don't want to give up.
Right. And now, are you surprised that others don't have bronze bocce ball sets?
I was a little bit. I called them fake Italians. You know.
Absolutely. It's so weird. So there's another thing. This is how I prepare for your segment in particular.
Yes, see
this?
Like,
so there was a
the notes of a madman.
When we come back.
Why does that say Cavuto's an ass?
It's an acronym.
Okay.
Right? It stands for something. I'm going to pick up.
Yes.
So when we come back, I'm going to ask Neil what all this means. That's not a good tease. I'm going to try it again. When we come back,
right.
Why? What a wealth tax did for the people of California, which should be a learning moment for the people of America. How's that?
Brilliant.
Thanks.
I can't wait to stick around.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hall of Fame catcher here, Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. After 10 gold gloves, I know when I've made a great catch. Blue Emu has supported my healthy muscles and joints for over 15 years. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt. Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers. I had a long and healthy career in baseball. Blue Emu helps me keep my muscles and joints healthy so I can keep playing off the field now. Try Blue Emu today. It works fast and you won't stink.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
This is House Call for Health. Syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise.
Syphilis is a disease we essentially cured in the 1950s.
Dr. Robert Huizenga at UCLA puts much of the blame on today's hookup culture. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying STDs hit a record high in 2018. The problem is especially great in Hawaii, where STD rates are at levels they haven't seen in 30 years. One health official says the numbers are not surprising because so many people find partners through online dating. Dr. Gerald Hasty with Hawaii's Health Department says online dating can lead to more partners, and with more partners comes more chances to get infections. And while these diseases can be cured with antibiotics, health officials say many people are infected and don't know it and continue to spread the infection to partners. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, and Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, Neil Cavuto is on television so much, it's hard not to see him at some point if you flip around. He's on Coast to Coast from 12 to 2 on Fox Business, which has got a makeover now. Neil's wearing the same thing, but the whole channel's changed, and it's fantastic. It's been number one for a long time now. And then at 4 o'clock, you're doing your show.
Right.
Which, in your show, by the way, do you ad-lib all your teases? What is in the prompter? Is it just one line?
I don't have the ability to read a prompter. That's true. I just
you can't. Never use it?
I really can't. I'll try for a little bit, but I don't hide this for anyone. I have MS, so I use that as an excuse to get out of work at home. It works perfectly, but my vision is sometimes compromised. Like, you look handsome, and I know that can't be right, you know. So.
Are we on delay? Can you believe that?
Yeah,
we are. Exactly. We're not on delay. Yeah. That just hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
All right. No, but I mean, I just because it's so conversational. You have your own show. It's named after you. I don't. I have a logo, which means I'm replaceable. The
are
show
you
goes
kidding?
On.
You're everywhere.
But so
you are this network's most successful author by far.
Really?
Good for you. It's a great testament to you. That
thank
doesn't
you.
Mean I'm being complimented. I'm very jealous of that. But good for you. There is no harder worker in this building.
But my thing, we have teases.
But,
you
but by
teases.
The way, that doesn't mean there are a lot of hard workers in this building.
You say
just in this
bar?
Particular group,
we,
you stand out.
Well, let me just say, we have the hardest working people. You know that. So California did they did a poll in California. Evidently, in 2012, they had Prop 30 that raised taxes
right.
on the rich. And they say, well, it's no problem. We got more revenue. Well, it turns out those horrible people that made $5 million, they had 1%, they had 2%, and 2.2% have left. If they looked at the people who made over $1 million, 45% are leaving California or have left already because you're raising taxes. If we continue, we start with this wealth tax and we start penalizing wealthy people. Don't kneel. People see the money and the revenue, but they don't understand that people have a choice when you make these moves.
Absolutely, and money moves. I mean, it's when they do these static estimates based on, all right, I'm gonna double Kilmeade's tax rate. You're gonna find a way to avoid that, or you're going to, let's say a state does it, you're going to find a cheaper alternative, or you start doing your show out of Naples, Florida, or whatever. But the fact
Rush
of the matter
Limbaugh
is,
took his money and left.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this happens all the time. Now, there is a bit of a pickup in the beginning when they sock the rich, but it quickly drains. We've seen it in Maryland, we saw it in Massachusetts, we saw obviously in a number of other states, even localities that have tried it, San Francisco. It's a short-lived sort of a nicotine fit, and then it goes away.
You know, it's interesting in that I know so many people that are very successful and decided during the Obama years, being that they were penalizing wealth, they go, you know what, I'm not going to do it. They yeah. don't need to do it anymore. Why should I take a risk on a property or a stock or starting a business, whether it's biotech, if people are going to be vilified like
well,
that?
Well, it's happening in my state of New Jersey where you don't have the benefit of writing off as much in taxes as you used to. So properties go wanting, and New Jersey is not a destination people want.
Right. And by the way, we always want more Cabuto. Watch him at 12. Watch him on Fox News Channel at 4. Neil, love when you come in. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Back in a moment with somebody almost as important.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
As many members of mainline Christian denominations are now identifying as unaffiliated, many are celebrating the replacement of God worship with state worship. But folks, only 3% of Americans actually identify as atheist, while evangelical churches are growing.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 3030, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice.
There's serious problems with the Fort Worth Police Department and the way they police the black and brown community.
Religious leaders in Fort Worth, Texas, outraged over the shooting death of a Tatiana Jefferson. Police officer Aaron Dean charged with the killing, captured on his body cam.
Put your hands up. Show me your hands.
He was responding to a call from a neighbor who wanted to make sure everyone was okay. The neighbor now says he's devastated. Police Chief Ed Krause says Jefferson may have pulled out a gun thinking she heard a prowler on the porch, but he says anyone in Texas would do that.
There's absolutely no excuse for this incident.
Krause acknowledging his police department needs help to stop this from happening again.
We're looking at bringing in an independent third-party group to come in and evaluate our policies, our practices, and our training to ensure that we are above best practice standards.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So we have a small group there. And we secured the oil. Other than that, there's no reason for it, in our opinion. And again, the Kurds are going to be watching. We're working with the Kurds. We have a good relationship with the Kurds. But we never agreed to, you know, protect the Kurds. We fought with them for 3.5 to 4 years. We never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives.
Wow. That's the President of the United States doing a slight amendment to the Kurdish to the evacuation for the Kurdish region. Turkey's leader is now, Erdogan is now in Sochi, meeting with Vladimir Putin at that resort. And the President of the United States had to kind of force the President of Turkey to meet with the Vice President, Secretary of State, and now the ceasefire is just about done. So I got to get Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on a bunch of issues. He joins us as a senior fellow at the Media Research Center, former congressman from Florida, now located in Texas, wrote the successful book, Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death. Colonel, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Also, we know this. You're also running for a very important seat, the Texas GOP. Convention's coming up in May, and you want to be the Texas GOP chair. So we know that's keeping you very busy. So first off, on the president's decision, we know it's been out there for 2 weeks. We've discussed it before. Where do we go from here?
Well, it's going to be very difficult. We have to try to somehow, you know, save face, not just with the Kurds, but with others that would want to seek to have our allies. The fact that, you know, we had to see pictures and videos of, you know, the Kurdish people throwing rocks and foodstuffs at our withdrawing military, that hurts. And I'm not talking about that hurts this nation. It hurts those young men and those that are there in those vehicles, because they were there on the ground to do the right thing, to be with those folks that have stood beside us. You know, if the model that we want, Brian, is that we don't want to, you know, sacrifice our military in these conflicts and in these very tenuous zones of operation, that we want to work with allies on the ground, Well, if the allies on the ground see this as a model for what's going ahead, we're not going to be able to successfully have people to come in and fight beside us. The Kurds lost 11,000 to reduce the ISIS caliphate, that territorial integrity. And now we are saying that, well, you know, we really don't have any commitment to you. We really we don't need to stand with you. I'm glad that we did not have that same perspective, you know, post-World War II with Germany or Japan or even in Korea post the Korean War, because that's how you build allies. That's how you build the relationships that you will need sometime in the future.
So what about the president? And a lot of people, most people don't agree with me. They call the show, by the way. And it doesn't sound like I agree with you either on the Syria pullout. But what about people say, what do we have meeting with this region before? It's quicksand. There's nothing there. Let these people fight each other. What do you say to that?
Well, you can let these people fight each other, and then you will have a very, you know, volatile area. And anytime you have a volatile area, that's where Islamic jihadists come in and they establish sanctuaries. Look at the exact same thing that happened after the Soviet Afghan war, where we, you know, decided that we would help the Mujahideen against the Soviets. And when they pulled out and withdrew, there was a great opportunity for us to come in and, you know, promote stability. But we didn't. And so Afghanistan fell into a civil war. And guess who came out on top? The Taliban came out on top. And guess who the Taliban invited in? The Taliban invited in al-Qaeda, which was led by Osama bin Laden. And guess what they did? They plotted an attack against the United States of America. What I want people to start thinking about in the United States of America is not in election cycles, not every 2 years or 4 years or even 8 years. Let's start thinking about 30, 40, 50 years, because that's who we're up against, people that have a long-term strategy. And we have to start thinking in those exact same ways, or else we will consistently find ourselves chasing our tails in these various regions.
By the way, this just in, the Iraq military has warned the Pentagon that U.S. forces that cross into Iraq as part of the sudden pullout from Syria don't have permission to stay. The Pentagon previously insisted that all of its nearly 1,000 troops withdrawing from northern Syria will move to western Iraq to continue fighting ISIS to help defend Iraq. But Iraq's military said American troops can only be there in transit. All U.S. forces that withdrew from Syria received approval to enter Kurdistan region, so they may not be transported outside Iraq. There's no permission granted for these forces to stay inside Iraq. Number one, how dare they? We saved them twice. We came back after ISIS came back. They were almost taking Baghdad. Is this really Iran talking?
Yeah, of course it is Iran talking. And this is why I would say that when you're going to make a decision like this, you know, pulling out of northern Syria, you sit down with people that can say, okay, here are the, you know, immediate and here are the long-term ramifications of that. You know, who do you really give a leg up on? And so what do we see now? We see Erdogan, as you just mentioned, he's sitting down and meeting with Putin. We know now that the Iranians believe that they have an upper hand and they can push us around on the ground there. And Bashar al-Assad, I mean, he's sitting back, but he'll be taken care of because he's a protectorate of Iran and also of Russia. So, you know, this is where you need to have those strategic alliances, because if there's any group, people that can buttress the adversaries in that region, Iran, Turkey may be a member of NATO, but Turkey under Erdogan is not an ally, not a friend of ours. You know, you have the Kurds in that position, and you can have the ability to be able to keep some bad actors at bay.
Talking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Colonel, a couple other things. I was stunned to see Hillary Clinton make those comments on this David Plouffe, who should know better, these comments about Tulsi Gabbard and Jill Stein, Cut 7.
I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not, because she's also a Russian asset.
So do you believe this woman, how off out of her mind she must be to accuse Tulsi Gabbard, who's in the military, just served another mission, I think it was in Indonesia or Malaysia, who's been in Iraq by choice, represented the National Guard? And she says he's a Russian agent?
Hillary Clinton is suffering from a post-election stress disorder. There's no doubt about it. She is becoming more and more deranged, definitely delusional. And think about it, Brian, what we're really watching is kind of like a new McCarthyism that is coming from the Democrat Party or from the left, period, because what they are seeking is a constant campaign of throwing out unsubstantiated allegations and investigations against people that they consider their political opponents and adversaries. So Tulsi Gabbard is just the next one in line because, you know, when she was the deputy there over at the Democrat Party, she was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and that really angered Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton has, you know, from then, she fell out of favor with her. But then also look at what they have done to President Trump, what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh. This is how the left rolls. They will tarnish, tar and feather anybody they believe is a threat. And so now we see this fight, this internal fight in the Democrat Party, whereby here's a rising star, Tulsi Gabbard, somewhat moderate. I mean, there are some points that I could agree with her on, but they don't want her around because she is that type of a threat. And it is absurd to say that someone who has served this country is an agent of Russia. I mean, you know, give me a break.
In fact, among the people outraged, you know, Bernie Sanders tweeted respect for her. The president said, you got to be kidding. But this is what I'm dealing with. But of all people, Mr. Blacklash, Van Jones said this, cut 10.
She is Hillary Clinton. She's a legend. She's going to be in the history books. She's a former nominee of our party. And she just came out against a sitting U.S. congresswoman, a decorated war veteran, and somebody who's running for the nomination of our party with just a complete smear and no facts.
I mean, he's even pointed out that this is astounding that she's getting a pass on this.
Well, that is the truth, and I think that they have elevated, you know, Ms. Clinton to this almost demagogue status in the Democrat Party, and she believes that she can say and get away with anything. You know, all of the corruption, all of the bad dealings that, you know, her and her husband have been tied to, and there have never been any consequences or ramifications, they do believe that they're above the law. They do believe that they're above reproach. And so she can say something like that, and as Van Jones said, she'll still go down in the history books. I don't think she will. I think that she'll have an asterisk by her name as someone that was delusional and deranged.
So real quick about Texas and Republicans. The Republicans have 19 retirements already before the next midterm elections. A number have come from Texas. What's going on there? Why don't people want to fight it out? If Texas is changing, why not fight to get your point across?
Yeah, that's very disconcerting. It really is. We have six members that are stepping down from the United States Congress here in Texas. As a matter of fact, I was down along the Rio Grande Valley in Del Rio and also Eagle Pass. That's the district that is currently being represented by Congressman Will Hurt, who has decided to resign and step down. And we got to fight to keep that district in the right hands. Number one, it's very critical because it's right there along our border. And number two, you got some great folks down there along the Rio Grande Valley that need the safety and security. They should not be terrorized by criminal illegal immigrants or the drug cartels. And we need to bring more jobs and opportunities to those folks. And Texas is on the front line. Texas is where the ideological battle for the future of America is taking place. And I don't get concerned about it because I think we'll have a new generation that will step up and do the fighting for this great Lone Star State.
And also, you saw the president's crowd in Dallas. Was that emblematic of what's still there? And is Brad Parscale right to say that he still believes it's firmly red?
Well, you can say that it is firmly red, but we've got to get our message not just out in the outlying rural areas, but we've got to get back into these major urban population centers. It was important that we had that rallying and event in Dallas, and my heart goes out to my neighbors in Dallas who were affected by the tornado that just hit. It was about just west of where I live in Garland. But we need to get into San Antonio. We need to find a way to get into Austin, Houston, Harris County. In 2018, every single elected Republican within the city limits of Houston was defeated. So I would tell, you know, Mr. Pascal that we got to do some work in those inner city communities where you see the biggest amount of failure of the left and of the Democrat Party. We've got to go in there and talk about restoring family, better job opportunities, better education opportunities, small business entrepreneurship.
Go get him. He's got his hands full, and back serving our country again in the National Guard, Texas National Guard. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. I got a drill coming up next weekend down in Austin.
All right. Hope you remember everything. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, thanks.
Thanks so much.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. We're going to come back. I'll talk about this Tulsi Hillary debacle. I'll talk about Mitt Romney's secret Twitter account. What do both have in common? Both can't get over the fact that Donald Trump is president, and they're doing bizarre things. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. I'm back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A big revelation about Republican Senator Mitt Romney came out yesterday. After a reporter outed him, Romney had to admit that he uses a secret Twitter account under the name, and I'm not making this up, Pierre Delecto. Although, can you blame him for wanting a different name? The guy's real name is Mitt. Now, Mitt Romney doesn't drink, he doesn't curse, he's been married to the same woman for 50 years. You just know that Pierre Delecto is Romney's bad boy alter ego who only comes out after he's had half a can of Diet Coke.
That is pretty funny. It's just the most bizarre story of the week, and I think it's, if anything, it's underplayed. I mean, the fact is, he evidently was saying, he was retweeting complimentary things about him and negative things about the president and Newt Gingrich and others. Why would he do that? Why would he do that?
I think James Corden nailed it. He is such a, like, buttoned-up life. Like, this was his outlet. He got to, you know, sort of vent a little bit there, or just be who he wants to be without having to be Mr. Senator.
Well, I'm just astounded, too, because he evidently, his approval rating is barely over his disapproval rating in Utah.
So, but he was just elected, and he has plenty of time.
True. But in Utah, when you win that race, you're supposed to have, like, it's basically a Republican state. So you're supposed to have 58-65%. By taking on the president all the time, maybe he's not doing what the people of Utah want him to do.
I have a feeling if he wants to be reelected, it won't be a problem in, four or five years?
Right. But let's just say that he's dividing a very undivided state unnecessarily.
But what's
if you're there to represent the state, you should keep that in mind when you go out of your way to lead the charge anytime the president does something controversial. Don't you think?
I think you have a point. At the same time, the people elected him knowing he was probably going to be a little more independent and not just be supporting Trump all the time. No?
Here's what Jeffrey Toobin said on CNN, Cut 14.
We all need to learn the term sock puppet, which is like inventing a persona to say things that you're afraid to say under your own name. I mean, I think it's a sort of remarkable act of cowardice on Mitt Romney's part. I mean, what's he afraid of? He was just elected to the Senate. He's very popular in Utah. Why does he have to use this fake name? It's indicative of how he's, Republicans hide from the president. But I think, Senator Romney should be a big boy and criticize under his own name.
All right, let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
Well, I don't like either of the first two stories. Lori Loughlin may not go to jail after all in her college admissions case. TMZ says there's an opening now for a plea bargain in the wake of Felicity Huffman's super light sentence. Multiple, even though she put so much more money into it, $500,000, Felicity Huffman was just about, five? Multiple sources involved in various college admissions cases say Lori's big break came with the probation department sentencing report for Felicity, specifically the part where the department said no one suffered a loss as a result of the actress's conduct. Prosecutors argued that someone who took the SAT was probably denied admission somewhere because Felicity's daughter got in. As reported, the U.S. attorney sources tell us the prosecutors wanted a year behind bars for her. She didn't get it. The problem is, didn't her kids pretend to be on a sports team? Wasn't that taking a scholarship from somebody? Isn't that different?
That is different. And then I saw today, too, apparently her girls are no longer enrolled at USC.
Yeah, well, I mean, why would they even? I was surprised they were there the day after this broke. They didn't want to be there. They didn't deserve to be there. And, of course, everybody knew it. She faces a maximum of 40 years behind bars. I guarantee you, everybody, they had such a dramatic drop in false claims and fraud this year in college, because non-criminals, mob families who don't usually break the law, we're not even going to try this anymore.
Or they're finding new ways to do it, and we haven't discovered it yet.
Charles Barkley defended LeBron James's China stance. Listen.
What is your opinion about how LeBron's been handling everything?
Well, I thought everybody was really unfair to LeBron. Everybody does business in China. Every American company does business in China. Why should LeBron not be able to protect his financial interests at the NBA and Nike? LeBron is passionate about the things he wants to be passionate about. We don't get to tell him what we want him to talk about.
LeBron didn't exercise his free speech to sort of like condemn...
He did because he had to look up his business interests. First of all, he has three business interests. He has his, he has the NBA, and he has Nike. And I have no problem with somebody looking out for their business interests.
All right, forget about human rights. Forget about all those things about racial equality. If it's not good for business, I'm sure he won't speak out, right? Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The leader of the Islamic State militant network is believed dead after being targeted by U.S. military raid in Syria. A U.S. official told the Associated Press late Saturday evening that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was targeted in Syria's Idlib province. The official said confirmation the ISIS chief was killed and an explosion is pending. President Trump teased a major announcement Saturday night around 9:30, tweeting, quote, "Something very big has just happened." White House spokesman Hogan Gidley would say only that the president would be making a major statement at 9 a.m. Sunday. Amid an ongoing impeachment investigation, the Republican National Committee is doubling down on its support for the president.
As he was leaving the White House Friday, President Donald Trump again blasted the impeachment investigation being conducted by House Democrats.
This isn't a takedown of the president. This is a takedown of the Republican Party.
Later, in a vote by phone, the Republican National Committee's governing body unanimously approved a resolution of support for the president. And echoing criticism voiced by congressional Republicans, the RNC called on Democrats to conduct the impeachment investigation like a hearing and provide President Trump with due process to include the ability to confront his accusers and call witnesses on his behalf. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More people have been told to leave as fires continue north of San Francisco.
We are announcing an evacuation of approximately 50,000 people. Again, we do not take this lightly. This will encompass the entire town of Healdsburg, Windsor, and the surrounding unincorporated areas.
That's Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essed. PG&E started shutting off power to 36 counties Saturday afternoon. It's going to affect nearly 3 million people who could be in the dark all weekend long, the power being shut off to prevent any spark fires from high winds knocking down power lines. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Political unrest is continuing in Chile. BBC correspondent Leonardo Roca reports.
Riot police clashed with protesters and fired tear gas canisters in the streets surrounding the building in Valparaíso. The president of Chile's Congress, Iván Flores, said it was a high-risk situation. When the session was called off, politicians were debating the social reform bill tabled by President Sebastián Piñera on Tuesday to try to put an end to the unrest. At least 16 people have been killed in Chile since the violence began last Friday.
At least 19 people have died in the turmoil that swept the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4-cent increase in subway fares, and soon it morphed into a larger movement over the growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. You can check out all the breaking news and you can read the best analysis. Just log on to townhall.com. Authorities in North Carolina say a former Marine will serve prison time for accidentally killing a fellow Marine in a case that had initially been ruled an accidental self-inflicted shooting.
30-year-old Tyler Pruden of Portland, Michigan, was sentenced Friday to 14 to 26 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter in the 2013 death of 22-year-old Lance Corporal Ladija Gilpatrick. Attorneys say Pruden and his then-wife, Lori, initially told Onslow County authorities that Gilpatrick shot himself, but an anonymous Facebook message to Gilpatrick's mother prompted authorities to reopen the case. Pruden later admitted to pointing a gun he thought was empty at Gilpatrick and firing, shooting him in the eye. He pleaded guilty in September. Patrick Foss reporting.
Facebook introducing a new feature to their mobile app. It's called News Tab, a new section that will display headlines and nothing else from news sources like the Wall Street Journal and Washington Post. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I think that's my cue, being that I've done the show before. Hi, everybody. This hour, we're going to be joined by John Eisenberg. He wrote a great book, Baltimore Ravens columnist, for a great book on the history of the NFL. You're going to love it. He's going to be joining us. We're going to take a lot of your calls, 1-866-408-7669. A lot of drama yesterday. with, of course, the Republicans storming into the closed-door hearing and the closed-door hearing stopping until they needed a vote. They ordered food, so they were well-nourished. That, of course, is just some of the drama. We also have that story of the anonymous writer, the gutless guy that or woman that decides to write a column talking about being the resistance planted inside the Trump administration. The book's coming out soon. And they say all proceeds are going to go to some good cause, perhaps. So we'll discuss that. It's amazing how many stories are happening. And Chris Wallace is standing by, so let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Yeah, that's some of the tolerant University of Pennsylvania students shouting down Tom Homan, former ICE director, because they were going to debate illegal immigration, and they already knew what he was going to say. Why are these kids going to college if they don't want to learn what other people think? When does this madness stop?
Number two.
I honestly think they're fulfilling a campaign promise. What else can it possibly be? Because they're progressive base demanding this all along. You had a lot of members who ran on this, and they pushed Pelosi, and they said, you're going to have to do it or else the base is going to revolt.
And that was the great Kimberly Strassel on Tucker last night. Get it together, Trump team. You need a legal and communications team on impeachment or the election, and governing from here on in is all but over, regardless of how innocent you all seem to be. When will they realize this? Bill Clinton already showed them the template.
Number one.
Chaos at the Capitol.
Chaos in the Capitol.
Chaos at the Capitol. Rogue Republicans crashed the impeachment inquiry.
House Republicans tried to grind the impeachment inquiry to a halt.
Our Republican colleagues evidently have freaked out.
Freaked out or have had enough, spoke up. Impeachment. The push to open the closed-door testimony and hear from the whistleblower hit a new high yesterday as Republicans actually storm into hearings and order pizza, making it most satisfying yet filling. One of the best all-around wholesome protests you can be a part of. And now, this.
Now from Studio 32B, a utility closet tucked away in the sub-basement of Fox News headquarters in New York City. It's the Brian and Chris Show.
Be involved in a radio show that'll make your life better, which is this one. I'm biased.
I don't actually believe that this is being broadcast anywhere. I think it's just you and me. This is going to be a straight news show. No opinion. Can you do that?
Well, we're not going to be giving opinions. We're just going to be talking about what we did the night before and celebrities.
This is like Regis and Kathy Lee.
Right.
We're going to have some host chat.
And then we're going to talk about our medical issues. That is
well,
what
let me tell you, as a 72-year-old man, that could take up about 45 minutes.
You're a great journalist, Chris Wallace.
I'm a great journalist.
America's original receptive voices. It's Brian and Chris.
Yeah, it's the latest edition of the Brian and Chris Show.
No. I got to make it clear to you. We cannot call this little thing we do for 10 minutes, and incidentally, you've wasted about three of them or four of them already, the Brian and Chris Show. The Brian and Chris Show has to go on cable. It has to go on the news channel, maybe even on Big Fox, the Fox Broadcast Network. And it's not us in a utility closet. It's not us doing this 8 or 10 minutes. I got to make it clear. We are going big or we're going home.
But don't you think we should start small?
No. Look, I feel we're going to head right into the toilet soon enough anyway, so we might as well start at the top and get, I don't know, two or three good weeks in of good exposure and become the laughing stock of the industry, and then we'll crater. And then we go to the – but we don't start in the utility closet. I think we have some goodwill that we can blow, throw away.
So a couple of things, Chris. I'm hoping that big-time executives are listening to the potential, like the potential we're showing. I mean, you're in front of a camera now. You're in a studio in Washington. Wow. I'm in front of a camera. We're in the great Fox Nation app.
Okay.
So people will see. They're going to say, honey, I got a great idea. I'm going to go into work early and maybe pitch this to my network, and maybe Fox will have to compete for our rights.
That's right. You know, I mean, it could be us instead of the World Series. Although, let me say, this could become Title Town. We had the Capitals, we had the Mystics, and we're now halfway. I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. We are halfway to a World Series victory.
It's amazing. The Yankees got so close to going up 2-0. Instead, they lost an extra.
Oh, are we still going to hear about the damn Yankees? Come on. Actually, that's a good name for a show, Damn Yankees.
Be a great play. I don't know if I approve of the language.
But that was one of the first things I ever saw. I was walking down the aisle to the orchestra with my little corduroy pants at age 8 and the pants wisping back and forth. You know, remember that when you had, we used to wear corduroy pants as
a
kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'd kind of rub against each other.
I mean, you know where the corduroy's from? The log cabin. Like the little bars in corduroy and the gap between them built off the log cabin.
I have no idea what you just said. I don't
understand. Because corduroys are long barrel-like lines in your pants.
Okay.
And they just, it took the log cabin concept and the gap in between the corduroy lines, that's the cement or the mortar.
Oh. Where did you come up with this idea?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Right.
Did you wear them as a kid? I mean,
I was big into corduroy in different centuries,
but still.
So here's the thing. This is how little money we had growing up. So I'm running because
late. Are we going to play this card?
Yep. So it's the end of recess, and I'm late because I was playing. I actually did recess. I ran around.
I'm sure you did. You're a very athletic man.
Yeah, but I was a kid then. So I'm running in.
You're an athletic kid.
I'm running in, and I got onto the blacktop, and I fall right on my face. I skinned both my knees and my hands. So when I came in, the first thing long corduroy pants.
Okay.
The first thing my mom looked at is like, those were new pants. Not that my hands were bleeding, that I'm bleeding underneath. Next thing you know, the pants have big brown patches on them. They were tan. And the corduroy pants were still in my rotation. I'm like, Mom, can we rotate them out? She said, no, they're new pants. That's why we have patches.
You had pants? Because when I was growing up, I was so poor that I used to just take newspapers, and my mother used to tape them around my waist, and
you
that's what
not
I wore.
Poor. Your dad was doing biography.
No, I understand that.
How did that pay?
Anyway, we did not see that money. In any case, it's a long story, and I don't want to get back into it. But no, I went to the public school in New York, and I was less clumsy than you, so I didn't. So the newspapers, I would wear them. I would generally wear, one pair a week. So it'd be one set of newspapers for this week. And then, Sunday, there's always a lot of paper in the New York Times. And then we'd get another paper, and that should give me a new wardrobe.
So we got this.
This is the kind of goal that I'm telling you. And now we go to break,
and we come back, and a celebrity walks on and tells us about a movie that they really enjoyed doing that was fulfilling and how sad it was when the movie came to an end. It was like leaving family. That's what every celebrity talks about.
I love this.
This is a great show.
I'm telling you, this is such a great idea.
Allison,
why
do you think
the geniuses at Fox, they put all this money into pilots. They would just pay you and me a lot of money so our kids would never have to wear newspapers or corduroy patches on them.
Patches.
And we'd be satisfied. We could ask very little.
Hey, is Bob Iger on the phone, or is he going to outbid?
He's too busy. He's not going to run for president. What do we think, incidentally, about this, that now suddenly Hillary Clinton, of all people, they're talking about possibly running for president?
Listen, Chris, I have a great theory on this you might want to use in your show.
Okay, wait. Let me get a pencil. Okay, I'm ready to go. Go ahead. Let me write it down.
It's not that the candidates are bad. There's been times when the candidates have been just not good. I think the candidates got a lot of talent. But it's what they're saying. Has people like Rahm Emanuel, Ed Rendell, practical Democrats, extremely worried. When you talk about, I'm going to give illegal immigrants health care, I'm going to fatten the Supreme Court, I'm going to get rid of the Electoral College, I'm going to have Medicare for all, I am going, the day I enter office, I will end fracking, I will not walk away from the new Green Deal. That's what is freaking out Democrats. They don't have a candidate with a practical agenda. And one thing to me, Joe Biden has shown that he's not up for this job. So that is getting people like Bloomberg and people like Hillary Clinton and Oprah trying to get Bob Iger to run for president. This is all real. This isn't crazy stuff. They know their issues are wrong.
Well, I you're half right, and that's a better average than usual for you. I think with the left-wing candidates like Sanders and Warren, I think that is the concern, that they've just gone too far to the left for the mainstream, not necessarily of the party, but for the mainstream of American voters, which include Republicans and independents and conservative Democrats. With Biden, I think there is a question as to whether he's a good candidate or not. And I think there are increasing doubts as whether he's up to it. Yes, he's been hurt, so is the president, by all this Ukraine stuff, because the idea that his son was involved in all these deals in foreign countries while his father was traveling to those countries as vice president is bad. But it's just his performance on the stage. I know a lot of Democrats who, when he's talking in those debates, are kind of nervously holding their hands. Not that they're necessarily pro-Biden, but they're just thinking, I hope he's going to finish this sentence. You know, I hope he's going to get it. It's going to end with a period. So whether it's some of them too far to the left in policies, others, I think, with their performance. I mean, I agree with you with the basic premise, which is the reason there's all this talk about people who are not in the race right now is because they're not very happy with the people who are in the race right now.
60 Minutes will do an interview with Joe Biden. I'm very curious to see if, you know, they're going to give him the 60 Minutes treatment or they're going to launch him. It's not the 60 Minutes your dad used to run. But you were great last week with Mick Mulvaney. Mick Mulvaney chose a tough venue to come back after that press conference, which people misconstrued, he claims, his statement about a quid pro quo. Here's the last question you asked him, and I want to get your take, maybe, what it was like in the break.
After the briefing and all the blowback and the criticism, did you ever offer or think to offer the president your resignation?
Oh, absolutely not.
Was that ever discussed?
Absolutely, positively not.
Okay.
No, I'm very happy working there. Did I have the perfect press conference? No. But again, the facts are on our side.
So what was it like in the break after that?
Actually, it was just fine. There are some people, and I'm not going to say their names, but there have been some people, Democrats and Republicans, who aren't very happy with you after the break. I had one Democratic senator a few years ago get up, walk out. And I never saw her again. She never came on Fox News Sunday ever again. We survived. She's out of the Senate, and we're still here. But the one thing I really admire about Mick Mulvaney, and I say this to him, he's a happy warrior.
Yes.
I mean, some of these guys come on with a chip on their shoulder, both parties. He knew he was going to get I wouldn't say a beat up or a rough time, but he was going to be asked some tough questions. He did not do well in that news conference, but he understands the business. I think part of it is that he's run for elective office, and, you know, he accepts that. And afterwards, I asked him, I said, you know, did you think that was fair? And he said, I got no problems. You know, every question you asked was legitimate. So I admire that in him. I admire that in anybody who understands that when they come on any interview show, if we ask tough probing, as long as they're fair questions, that, you know, that's our job and their job is to answer them.
And Chris, the thing is, I think he's immensely talented. I think he's extremely resourceful. I think he understands the president. I think the president's lucky to have him. I think that they just don't go over messaging. As talented as you are, if you were just to absorb the news, talk to the president, and just walk out, you get caught. They have to get some discipline because there's so much at stake. And you can't just be good at your job. You have to be on the same page with your message. And it's hurting their lawmakers, even the most sincere ones that want to back them up. They're not getting on the same page.
No, I mean, compare this to Bill Clinton in impeachment. And this has nothing to do with politics. It just has to do with strategy.
Yep.
But what the Clinton team did is they had a war room. You know, people make fun of that, but they had a war room and they had a set of people, and it was their job to handle all the questions about impeachment and Lewinsky and all of that. And as far as the White House was concerned and the president was concerned, to the degree possible, they just wouldn't deal with that. And they kept saying, we're going to deal with the country's problems. We're going to focus on what affects America. And we're not going to answer any questions about this. You could call it a stonewall. You could call it compartmentalization. But it worked pretty effectively, as opposed to President Trump and his people 1 minute answering questions about Syria or immigration, and the next second answering a question about what the latest witness in Congress had to say about the president and Ukraine, or Rudy Giuliani. I completely agree with you, and the word is discipline. But honestly, I mean, this White House has never been disciplined, and you know, it's just a fact, not positive or negative. Donald Trump is not disciplined. He says what he wants to say, and there isn't a heck of a lot of pre-planning, strategy, and discipline. I'm not going to talk about this. I am going to talk about that. He's kind of at the mercy of whatever the next question is.
Yeah, I just think overall, I sadly have to close with this because we have so many sponsors that want to be part of the show. I don't think this is close to impeachable. I think the president just got to get discipline and ride it out. And I think the whole country loses because there's so much other stuff to do.
When you said, I got to say this, and then you said, I don't think this is close to, I thought you were going to say, because honestly, I don't care about that. I thought you were going to say, I don't think this is close to broadcastable. I mean, do you think at the end of this 15 minutes, this we could go on the air? We could go on Big Fox, on Fox
Absolutely.
5, whatever it is in your local market.
We just have to dress casual. We can't. This is not a suit and tie thing. This is jeans, open
no,
neck.
No, no. And I think, you know, honestly, I'm not sure prime time. I think maybe this needs to be
noon,
a morning show, like Kathy and Kathy Lee.
Yeah,
and Regis.
Not that
I think
early.
It's perfect.
Not that early, but kind of early, like 10.
Well, that was 9.
Yeah, 9.
That wasn't 8, 6.
Well, how about this? We go on when we're
you
ready.
You get on at 6 in the morning. This would be like sleeping into you.
I know. You know. How about this? Because in the age of streaming, you go on when you're ready. You know, I'm ready at 10:09. I'm going on. You know?
But again, and I can't emphasize this too much, I'm willing to give up. It's only an hour a week anyway, so who cares? Fox News Sunday. Are you willing to give up 15 hours on Fox and Friends, and then 3 more hours on whatever you call the show? Incidentally, never call me, because I heard in the lead-in, they said the receptive voices. I'm not a receptive voice. I never have liked that. I think it's a dumb tagline. I'm not a receptive voice. And I've now given you stuff for next week.
You have been. Thank you so much. Chris Wallace, see you next week. We'll watch you on Sunday, whoever you book. Chris Wallace, thanks so much.
Whoever. I mean, we're out there like beggars. You know, want to be on TV?
Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace.
One of the most popular talk show hosts in the country, because darn it, people like him.
Why do I go on the Brian Kilmeade show? Because, I mean, compared to Rachel Maddow, you're terrific.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
It's hard to imagine, but every day, right here in our community, there are families living out of their cars, parents skipping meals so their kids will have enough to eat, and folks who can't afford electricity, no matter how hot or cold it might be outside. But you can help your neighbors in need win these battles against poverty by giving to the Salvation Army, where your donations support struggling families trying to stay afloat. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit givewestwood.org to make a donation.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Military Matters.
Correcting the record about one of the most famous photos in military history.
The Battle of Iwo Jima was the toughest of them all.
That's Associated Press photographer Joe Rosenthal from a Fox movie tone clip. He took the photo of Marines raising the American flag on Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima in 1945 in the final months of World War II.
They were truly magnificent, and I am glad that I was there to make this picture.
The Marines have now corrected the identity of one of the Marines shown in the photo. You can't see his face, just his helmet. Originally, he was identified as PFC Rene Gagnon, but historians came forward with new information, and with more evidence from the FBI, the Marines have announced Private Gagnon was there, but he's not in the photo. That Marine was Corporal Harold Keller, a Purple Heart recipient who died in 1979. His family has said Keller never mentioned he took part in that immortal flag raising. With Military Matters, Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVore.
working with a Fox celebrity profile on Paul Rudd and Aisling Bea of the upcoming Netflix series Living With Yourself. The show follows Miles, a guy who goes to a spa seeking a life-improving treatment and ends up with a clone. As the clone appears to be a new and improved version of himself, it leads Miles to fight for his life back. The 8-episode series lends itself to some serious binge watching.
It's a doable thing. I mean, that's the, I think, one of the appealing things about this show, in that there are so many great shows, and there are so many things I think all of us have in our queues, but several of them are real commitments, because many seasons, hour-long shows, I mean, where do you start? It's, I don't know, and we don't have the time. This, you could do in a night.
Yes, exactly.
I had to get rid of some good friends, because I didn't have time for them and The Good Wife.
Oh, there you go.
You know.
Yes, exactly.
So for this, you can still fit in your friends and family, I feel.
So you went Good Wife instead of Good Friends.
There you go.
The series drops Friday on Netflix. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Ima speaks on Israel's nationhood.
So it seemed to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, by the way, we're going to give away tickets to the Patriot Awards in 15 minutes. I have a guest on the other side of the hour. No, excuse me. Next, right after this, I'll be giving away Patriot Award tickets. So if you're going to be in St. Petersburg November 6th, get online. I'm going to pick a random number, and that'll be the caller that gets the two. Tammy, listen to WCSI in Columbus, Indiana. Tammy.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I just was listening this morning to you and Chris Wallace, and I'm excited to see the two of you or hear the two of you together. It's nice to see a lighter side of Chris. It was just kind of cheerful and happy banter this morning on the way to work, and I know you kind of both give balanced reports.
Tammy, I'm going to play this back for Chris next week. Maybe we're going to do this thing. Thanks so much. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Historical Audio Archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You're born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, one of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out. And it's the look out that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the Audio Archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. They were having a wedding last Saturday at the New England Pentecostal Church in Pelham, New Hampshire, when a man with a gun came in and opened fire, shooting the bride, wounding the bishop, and hitting the groom on the head with the gun. The gunman was tackled by wedding guests. The motive for the shooting isn't certain, but here's what's known. Earlier this month, a minister at the same church, Luis Garcia, was shot and killed in nearby Londonderry. Police charged Brandon Castiglione with that shooting. Garcia's funeral was scheduled to be held in the church after the wedding. The groom who was hit with the gun was Mark Castiglione, the father of Brandon, who's charged with killing Garcia. The man who opened fire at the church has been identified as Dale Holloway. Holloway is Luis Garcia's stepson. Police are working to sort this all out.
Whether there is, in fact, a clear connection between these two events, that is something we're trying to put together.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think that if you look at Biden's situation, it's much worse than his national polling margins, which continue to look durable, would belie. He's in trouble in Iowa. He's like number four. He's run out of money. He's not raising enough. Friends are worried that all these attacks from the president have to be answered by a super PAC. He'll face a lot of criticism from that, the woke progressive left. And at the same time, people are worried that if Warren takes Iowa and then takes New Hampshire, very realistic scenario, and becomes the runaway momentum favorite and becomes the nominee, she will absolutely lose to Donald Trump.
And that is A.B. Stoddard weighing in after this new poll came out for Iowa, having Warren with 28. South Bend's mayor, which is not doing well, by the way, Pete Buttigieg, 20. And then you have Bernie Sanders with 18. Joe Biden with 12. Joining us now is Ed Rollins. So, Ed, I know you don't specialize in giving advice to Democrats for a living. But Ed Rollins is spent his life in Republican politics, and he has a super PAC, too. He is a former assistant to President Ronald Reagan, currently co-chairman of the pro-Donald Trump super PAC Great America. Is Biden in trouble?
Biden has been in trouble since the day he declared. You know, he's never been a great candidate outside of Delaware. He's run twice for the presidency and never broke 1%. In two presidential runs, he got two delegates in 1984, one delegate in 1988. He used to have his sister run this campaign. There's no grassroots effort. And the bottom line is Obama's team was an extraordinary team, and he just rode the bus there. And to a certain extent, none of those people have come on board his campaign. So my sense is everybody else went out and put a grassroots effort together, raising money, the whole nine yards. He's done none of that. And he's led in the polls because of his name ID and what have you. And there's still a lot of affection in the African-American community for him. But that'll all evaporate pretty quickly when you lose Iowa and New Hampshire.
You really believe so? Because right now in South Carolina, the Real Clear average has him up 35 to Elizabeth Warren's 15 to Sanders is 12 to Harris's 7. In the national poll, he's still got a 5-point advantage.
Well, remember that South Carolina was originally set up by my former deputy, the great Lee Atwater. I was a South Carolinian, and it was mainly more Republican-based than it was. I've never seen a Democrat come back because they've won South Carolina, which obviously George Bush came back when he won South Carolina. So my sense is Iowa and New Hampshire are the two key things. Then you go on to California on a Super Tuesday. I think even if he did well in South Carolina, he's not going to get back if he's lost those two races.
See, the thing that main thing about Joe Biden, no matter what you think of him, his organization, I think he's even seems older than 77. I think that he doesn't seem to have the energy. He's not embracing the interview. How many interviews does Donald Trump do a day?
Right.
This guy has done maybe two. He's sitting down at 60 Minutes. Listen to what he said about losing the front runner status. Cut 17.
Let's talk about the state of the race, because it has tightened. Do you still consider yourself the front runner?
I know I'm the front runner. Find me a national poll with the notable, a couple exceptions, the last four that have come out. But look, this is a marathon.
Yes.
This is a marathon.
By the way, he didn't make sense to say. You know what he meant. Most of the national polls, I'm winning. You know, find me one that I'm not. But he says, finally a national poll with a notable couple exceptions. The last four have come out. Never finished a sentence. He never finishes a thought.
He's never been a coherent speaker under any circumstances, and I think to a certain extent he's not really in the game yet. The game gets really tiring. You know, you don't get to kind of pick and choose. He's running a front-runner campaign at this point in time. But when you get into Iowa, you get into New Hampshire, and it's every single day, and it's 16, 18-hour days, I don't think he has the energy to go. He certainly doesn't have the energy to go against Trump head to head, and I think to a certain extent Warren has run a very effective grassroots campaign. You know, the young mayor basically will give him a run in Iowa. So I just don't see him being there. And it's a question of when do you want to surrender?
Yeah, I know you're looking more at Trump, but when you look at the opponents, is there somebody on that stage you think is going to emerge, or are you like everybody else and think it's Warren's to lose?
Well, I think it's Warren's to lose. I really do. I think it's too late for anybody else to get in.
Really?
Yeah. I think the reality is, you know, the people they're talking about, you know, what you don't understand about, you understand it. Most people don't understand about politics. These people buy in. You know, it's not like there's not like kingmakers anymore that can come in and say, I'm going to raise money, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. When you're in the grassroots in New Hampshire and Iowa, which both are grassroots states, you buy in. You're basically committed. You've gone and saw all these people. You've invested a small amount of money. You want these people. You want to be a delegate. You want to support them. And you can't all of a sudden walk in being a Mike Bloomberg and say, I got my billions, I'm going to walk to the front. It's not going to happen.
Well, he's considering it. If Biden falters like he is, do you expect him to get in?
If he gets in, he'll falter too. You know, how do you tell the New York story? What is the New York story? It's crowded. It's not a clean city anymore. Most people in the country have
But he is a capitalist, right?
But you know, the bottom line of being a capitalist, he's up against the ultimate capitalist. And what's he going to say? Donald Trump is doing miserable because my businesses aren't doing well. He can't say that, and he won't say that. So
if you want to know what Democrats are up against, I wanted to pull this for you. This is Ilhan Omar on a podcast. Listen to this. Cut 23.
Joe Biden or Pete Buttigieg?
None.
No, if you had to pick one. I'm not letting none go. If one of them is the candidate for your party, who would you rather it be?
So you're saying if something tragic happened.
I'm not saying anything.
They ended up being the nominee.
Yes, one of those two.
I don't know. It's hard.
Just say whatever comes into your head.
It not comes to my head.
I mean, that's a member of the squad.
Right.
That's why Trump is signaling them out, because that's the mindset that has Democrats worried. Like, I look at Rahm Emanuel on Sundays, who's a lefty, he's a liberal.
Right.
He doesn't understand, you know, he's a transaction. I don't understand what they're even saying. Medicare for all, take down that wall, take away your guns. Let's add to the Supreme Court. Let's get prisoners to vote. The Medicare for all is probably a game breaker to begin with in definition.
Well, first of all, Medicare for all will destroy what it was for. Medicare was put in place for people like me. When you get older, it's supposed to take care of you. You can't afford to basically provide the services for everybody.
We know this. We're not idiots. Right. And he's not an idiot. So that's Donald Trump's best hope, don't you think, is on the other stage?
Oh, I think there's no question about that. And the reality is that he's stronger in the country than people think he is, and you're running over the same playing field again. There's not going to be a whole lot of new states in the game. It's going to be exactly at the and who's he going to lose? Is he going to lose Pennsylvania? I don't think so. Is he going to lose Wisconsin? Tougher. Is he going to lose Michigan? I don't know. Blue collar state. He appeals to blue collar people.
Has he governed the way he said he would?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what's different is a lot of clutter. When you get down to the facts, so the facts are he's done exactly what he said he would do. And I think the reality is the country's in a better place than it was 3 years ago.
Ed Rollins is here, and we're just talking about the president's prospects. But this is going to be a first. I mean, I'm not sure how you feel, but it looks like the House secretly is building up a case against the president, which will be revealed the second week of November, that will show that he was colluding with Rudy Giuliani to help his own political fortunes at the expense of Ukraine and our country. That's who they're going to present coming forward.
It's a hard sell to make. What you can make the sale on is Ukraine has been a corrupt country for a period of time, and why didn't Joe Biden clean it up? I don't think Trump is afraid of Joe Biden. I don't think any more than I am. Anybody that's been around the game knows Biden is not a strong candidate. And I think at the end of the day, what was the collusion? The two guys are on a phone conversation, the president of Ukraine, president of the United States. No one else was supposed to be listening to those conversations. And they both said nothing happened there. There wasn't a quid pro quo. But having been around politics for 50 years, there's always a quid pro quo. I basically ask you to help me. I'm doing something. In turn, you can come back and ask me for something. But there was no trade-off here. And the reality is, if you're given $400 million in defense money, you want to make sure it's not going to go to the corrupt system that was there before. And I think asking and arguing that Ukraine needs to clean up the system was a positive thing, not a negative thing.
So if you have a bunch of State Department officials say, no, they had Rudy Giuliani saying that he wanted you to investigate Joe Biden and Burisma, and that comes out, does that resonate with the public?
It's too complicated. I think the reality is, no one knows who Burisma is. All they know is that a young guy like Joe Biden's son should not be making $50,000 a month for doing nothing in a place that he knows nothing about.
You know this apparatus. Are you pretty amazed that all these people have turned on the president? Now you got a book after they write an editorial called Anonymous. They got to reveal the president's personal conversations. After when he gets in office, they're leaking his personal conversations from the phone. Now they're going to write a book from somebody who's representing the resistance. What's going on here? Did you have this with Reagan?
No, absolutely not. Reagan certainly had his opponents, and the mainstream media was not necessary for him. But it was nothing like this. Today, the combination of the social media and what have you, and the fact that there's no checks and balances on these people that are in the government that aren't pro-Trump or pro-democracy. The idea that a CIA agent who's not in the White House can come forth and spy on the president of the United States, which is what the whistleblower did, go gather this information, go back and find out what the conversation was, is outrageous, and the country should be appalled by it.
From what you know, are Republicans still standing behind the president?
100%.
Not 100%. Here's Mitt Romney.
Excuse me. 100%, but Mitt Romney.
You and I talk to the same Republican senators off the record, in private, and when they talk about the president, very little of what they say is positive.
There are some who are very much committed to the president and don't want to hear anything negative. And there are others who are more negative and more forthright in their perspective.
And yet, hardly anyone says anything negative about him in public. Why is that?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. One reason is that we want to stay in power. There's no upside in going out and attacking the leader of your party because that's just going to let someone come in and primary you on the right. So people want to hang on to their job.
Thoughts?
Romney basically was against Reagan when Reagan was president of the United States. He made it very clear that I'm not a Reagan Republican. He basically, the party supported him. He walked away from the governorship of Massachusetts after one term. He probably wouldn't have been reelected. Has run for the Senate before and lost. You know, he's now sitting in a seat that he could hold for life. He's now said, I'm not going to run for a second term. You know, my sense is Mitt Romney's about Mitt Romney. He reminds me a lot of Biden on the debate stage last. I, me, me, me. That was Mitt Romney.
It's just him and Kasich and others just can't seem to sign on.
They can't.
But you're the same conservative they are. I mean, I'm just saying you're the traditional conservative. Ronald Reagan is nothing like Donald Trump.
Oh.
So Ronald Reagan is nothing like George Bush. See, these are people that you broke in with. But you're able to make the adjustments. Okay, he's different, and I'll get a super PAC and I'll support him. Why are you able to turn that page and say it's okay with me?
Because I think there's always a choice in politics, and the way the Democrats have been for the last 50 years that I've been a Republican, they keep going further and further to the left, and that's not good for this country. So I'm happy. I'm not displeased with what Trump has done as president. I think when you look at the economic issues, you look at the national defense issues and what have you, you know, you can nitpick any president, but the reality is overall, and I taught the course in the American presidency, I think he's been a very effective president, and historians will treat him a little bit differently than his fellow Republicans.
Because they can't treat him, the Republicans treat him fine, and his supporters are stalwart, as absolutely dedicated as anything I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
His crowds are as big and passionate as anything I've ever noticed. I have also never seen the critics so dug in their hatred and determination to make sure he's a one-term president. When you see the host of Meet the Press yelling at a Republican senator because he doesn't like what he brought up about the investigation. Let's listen to this.
Senator, you know, I have my third letter into the Inspector General of the Intelligence Committee asking to just confirm, are you investigating those leaks that Peter Strzok talked about in that text?
Senator, I have no idea.
So again,
that's
a setup.
Why,
it is entirely relevant to this point.
Why a Fox News conspiracy propaganda stuff is popping up on here?
I have no idea why President Trump is upset and why his supporters are upset at the news media.
Okay, this is not about the media.
Senator Johnson, please.
Can we please answer the question that I asked you instead of trying to make Donald Trump feel better here that you're not criticizing
him?
Is that Tim Russert? Would Tim Russert do that?
Tim Russert would be ashamed of his protege. He really would be. Tim Russert, who was a Democrat activist for many years, but when he got on Meet the Press and as a newscaster, he felt the role was different and he treated differently and he treated everybody fairly and effectively. That doesn't mean he wasn't a partisan. Today, on MSNBC, NBC, they're as partisan as anybody. They want to criticize Fox. I can tell you every single day, MSNBC basically is out there hammering away. And Chuck, a guy I've had a lot of friendship with in the past, has really gone over the edge.
Last question. This Inspector General report and now John Durham's criminal investigation, the other channels are calling it conspiracies. These are Fox conspiracies, made up scenarios instead of a legitimate investigation. It's as if they didn't even follow it. Never occurs to them that this might be legitimate. Are they pretending, or do they really think this is some green men are stealing my luggage?
Well, I think to a certain extent, you know, you've been around Washington a long time, as I did. You know, they sit around, they talk to each other. They have a disdain for everything that Donald Trump's about.
And I guess Fox about.
And Fox gets lumped in there. And I think to a certain extent, you know, the reality is that they, you know, they get up every single day and they see this man as the enemy of whatever they are about. And I think to a certain extent, that's what it's all about.
And when McCabe, Page, Strzok, Comey are brought up, Brennan and Clapper, they're going to say Attorney General Barr gave in to the president who forced Durham to investigate people who were totally innocent. My prediction.
Well, I think they'll say that, but they certainly aren't totally innocent. I can tell you I've never met anybody as partisan as Brennan, including myself. And the bottom line is that I think he's, when you get to the bottom of this, he's going to be very much a part of this conspiracy, if not the leader of it.
And it's very real because they're getting very angry. That's one indication. Ed Rollins, always educational. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Back in a moment to wrap up this hour. Brian Kilmeade Show, Friday.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt. Hall of Fame catcher here, Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. After 10 gold gloves, I know when I've made a great catch. Blue Emu has supported my healthy muscles and joints for over 15 years. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, 1 week and counting. Got the release of Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers. I'm going to be at a few places I hope to see. WHIO listeners, I hope to see in Dayton November 1st. At that in South Bend, where MRC listeners will have a chance to go there. The only places I'll go before the launch, Dayton, Cox Media Group. I want you to click on my website. It says get tickets. Go there. Every ticket includes a signed book. I'll be in South Bend, Indiana. This is something I've done for the third straight years. Center 615. Go get tickets and meet me there. But there's a whole other, besides me, there's some great personalities going to be at this big event, including Katie Pavlich. Then I'm going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, KRMG Performance Studios. If you're a morning person, watch the show from 8 to 11. And then at 12 o'clock at Barnes & Noble in Tulsa. Then I got about an hour, hour and a half to go to Oklahoma City, the Full Circle Bookstores. Then it's to Texas. The next day, I think I'm driving, Wichita Falls, Books a Million. Be there by 11:30. Then to Waco. I have not been there yet. Lee Lockwood Library. I hope to see you there. Dallas, Texas on Sunday, November 10th, Intrabang Books. Then Huntington, it's about 20 minutes from my house, Book Review. That's November 12th, Newton, Pennsylvania. Newtown, Pennsylvania, I should say, November 13th. That's a Wednesday at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Omaha, Nebraska, there's some tickets available at the Scottish Rite Masonic Center. That is November 14th at 7:30. November 15th, big day, 11:30, the Hillcrest Country Club. Click on tickets. But the big one, Jasmine Room in Grand Mance, that'll be November 15th around 4 o'clock for VIPs, 4:30 the actual show starts. Tobin Center sold out in San Antonio. A little bit later of the Keystone School there at 1 o'clock. Hopefully signing books and meeting you where the Alamo was. Clinton, Connecticut, but most importantly at the bottom, I want you to meet me at the Space at Westbury Theater in New York. Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks for listening.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand, 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street. Join the revolution.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down.